Ups with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend, and that means you can call us, 877-726-8255. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got podcasts all through the week. We got lots to talk about today, so we're going to try and cram in as much information as possible, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. That's our mission statement here on Intelligent Medicine. And we're also going to take your calls, 877-726-8255. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, 365. So we have some excellent recorded questions, and we're also looking for live callers. We have a couple lined up for you. And we're going to talk about things that can have an impact on your well-being. And let's start with this one. How a bad night's sleep could actually make you feel better, according to the latest research. Now, there's been a lot of emphasis on the importance of sleep for overall well-being, both mental and physical, and we're placing a lot of emphasis on that. But I think that has the effect of making people who have sleep problems feel worse about their lack of sleep. They develop sleep anxiety because they're not getting enough sleep. And it turns out that maybe, at least in certain instances for the short term, that a bad night's sleep can actually end up making you feel better. And this is actually a well-known notion in psychiatry, is that people, especially who are depressed, who sleep a lot, sometimes a way to rekindle healthy emotions in them is to restrict their sleep. And indeed, according to a scientific study, pulling an all-nighter can make you feel happy for days. The way that that works is that missing out on one night's sleep appears to rewire the brain to make you feel a little giddy. And I've noticed that that has happened because I frequently travel to Europe. And, yeah, usually those flights are overnight flights, and if you're lucky, you manage to get 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and then you're in a foreign airport with a different time zone, and I usually try to power through the day, even though I'm tired, and I feel somewhat exhilarated. Part of it is the anticipation of the trip, but part of it may be the sleep deprivation. It says in a summary of the study that having sleep deprivation increases how sexually aroused or aggressive people feel for a few hours, but may have a longer-term antidepressant effect that can last for days. What's up with that? Well, it's because of an increase in the feel-good hormone dopamine, which is also part of the brain's reward and motivation system. Also has to do with sexual response and aggressiveness. The lead researcher at Northwestern University said, "We found that sleep loss induces a potent antidepressant effect and rewires the brain." Now, lest you think that you can get that effect by reducing your sleep to, say, 4 or 5 hours per night, there's going to be diminishing returns. So it's sort of a Goldilocks effect. Not enough sleep, and you can end up anxious and depressed. That's a chronic effect. But short-term, one bad night's sleep could actually lead to elevating your mood. So if you're having a sleep problem, or if for some reason you can't snatch enough sleep, you're traveling, maybe you got to get up super early, or maybe you stayed up late the night before, and then the alarm clock rings, maybe, just maybe, that's not such a bad thing. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got a call from John in Connecticut. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have a Libre 2 meter, you know, mm-hmm. and whenever I take vitamin C, it throws the numbers off, and I see that they're coming up with new, like, smartphone constant glucose meter.
Yeah, the CGMs, the constant glucose monitors. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, and I guess my vitamin C is a 24-hour. How long does it take for that vitamin C to wear off to, like, get a 24 hours, I guess, right? I won't get a good reading if I take too much vitamin C. Over 500, it says, and I do.
Yeah, and by the way, I think that CGMs are a really great idea because it enables people to track their blood sugar virtually throughout the day and night. And it's much more accurate than just saying, okay, I'm going to take a finger stick now, I don't feel so good, or I want to see what happened after this meal, or, you know, I'm feeling a little lightheaded, maybe I've got hypoglycemia. This is not just for people who take insulin. This is, I think, a very, very instructive process, a teachable moment for people who, you know, just want to see what effects their diet, their exercise, their sleep have on their blood sugar. And so many people have, you know, without overt diabetes, they've got, you know, blood sugar problems. And this can be a really helpful awareness tool. You don't have to use it for years and years on end, but if you get a CGM and use it for a month or two, you can learn a lot about how different activities, your lifestyle, your diet affects your blood sugar. So, okay, so there is this interference factor with high intake of vitamin C and the readings that you get with a glucometer. And the way that it works is that it artificially raises your blood sugar. And I've seen this. This actually kind of took me back years ago when I was administering intravenous vitamin C, very high doses. We're not talking 500 milligrams. We're talking grams, sometimes as much as 50 grams. And then we would check people's blood sugar, and it would be astonishingly high. And I would say, well, this person doesn't have diabetes. What's going on? And it was the interference effect of the vitamin C. What they say in the manuals that tell you about the potential for interference with vitamin C when you're using a CGM is that doses under 500 milligrams don't really make that much difference. But if you're taking very high doses of vitamin C, that will make a difference. John, what have you noticed with your finger sticks? Have you noticed that just ordinary amounts of vitamin C will throw the numbers off?
Well, I take higher amounts because I'm diabetic, and it does reduce my blood sugar.
But okay.
It does do that, but it also brings it up, too. You know what I mean?
Well, okay, so what you're saying is that it's good to take vitamin C when you're a diabetic. I agree. The requirements of vitamin C for diabetics are much higher, and I might recommend that you take smaller doses of vitamin C throughout the day so that you're under the threshold of 500 milligrams, and maybe time your checking of your blood sugar to be, you know, at least a couple of hours away from the vitamin C, because it doesn't take 24 hours. Vitamin C is metabolized very quickly within 6 hours in the body. And that's why it makes sense when you take vitamin C, don't just take all your vitamin C in the morning and say, well, I took my vitamin C. Just take it throughout the day if you want continual benefits from vitamin C throughout the entire day. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your phone calls. We've got a lot more to share with you on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine, so stay tuned.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Have you been thinking about your home as an investment this whole time? If it's just another bill for you, do it the right way. If you've been stressed about paying back the massive loan you took out for it, it's not certain you'll sell it for more than what you paid for it. Don't become mortgage poor.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. And if you can't call during the program, you can always call us and record a question. Just call 877-726-8255, and it'll prompt you to leave a message. And let's hear one of those.
I'm a 62-year-old female, and I'm taking bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, including estrogen, progesterone, pregnenolone, and testosterone. Recently, Dr. Mercola has stated that even bioidentical estrogen is harmful to one's health. Can you please comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of surprised that he would take that approach because bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is actually one of the most potent tools in our armamentarium of treating people with, I think, natural substances, because bioidentical implies that it's what the body makes. Now, I'm not saying that every woman at the time of menopause needs to go on hormone replacement therapy, but I actually looked up what Dr. Mercola has had to say on this subject. And I'm quoting here something that he wrote, I guess, a couple of years ago. Menopause is a very common condition in women. Duh. Okay. Whoever wrote this, I don't know. However, it's important to realize that menopause is not a disease condition that requires treatment, as many would have you believe. It's a natural and normal event in every woman's life that occurs when you stop having your period. Okay, so far so good. So, you know, he's all about natural treatments. He also writes, and this is kind of interesting, he says, "You may not realize this, but after finishing my medical residency training in the mid-80s, I was a paid speaker for the drug companies. I was actually paid to lecture physicians about estrogen replacement therapy because at the time I was convinced it was a great strategy for menopausal women since it was replacing their hormones." So, but then he goes on to say that he now prefers natural therapies. And I just have a feeling that because his website and his presence is very much associated with selling natural products, that he's come down on the side of using natural products instead of using prescription medications. And I think intelligent medicine calls for using the best of natural therapies and the best of high-tech medical interventions, even prescription meds. And hormones, of necessity, are prescription medications because there are certain circumstances where you can't use them. You know, he says, for example, get plenty of vitamin D, take omega-3 fatty acids, take, you know, plant, you know, isoflavones. And sometimes those do the trick. And, yeah, you know, maybe try a natural approach to menopause. I don't have a problem with that. But for many women, that's simply not enough. And so bioidentical hormones can be, and you seem to be on a very balanced program. You're not just taking the natural estrogen and the natural progesterone. You're taking pregnenolone, which I think is an important neurosteroid, especially for brain function, a little bit of testosterone, because it turns out that when you take just female hormones alone, it actually suppresses women's production of testosterone. So women may experience a drop in sex drive, reduced musculature, decreased mood, because their testosterone is being suppressed. So a little bit of testosterone, I think, is a good idea as part of a balanced bioidentical hormone replacement program. And I'll just point out, I have an article here that I was going to talk about today. Early oophorectomy, that means a hysterectomy where you take out your ovaries, may accelerate onset of chronic health problems. They did a study of women, and it, you know, it's kind of intuitively obvious. Women who've had to have a hysterectomy at, say, you know, 35 or 40 before menopause, they say that removal of both ovaries before menopause is associated with higher likelihood of chronic health conditions and worse physical function years later. They found that the women were fatter, had a tendency to accumulate more body fat. They also had increased risk for a variety of health problems, especially osteoporosis. So I am, you know, look, again, I agree. Menopause is not a disease. Not all women automatically have to go on hormone replacement therapy. But hormone replacement therapy is a very, very valuable tool. And as to the adverse effects, I think that they're kind of minimal. I really think that the hype over estrogen's effect in terms of promoting breast cancer. Now, if you've had breast cancer, maybe not a good idea to take estrogen for a while. But in terms of the Women's Health Initiative study, when they reanalyzed that, it really wasn't the estrogen. It was the synthetic artificial progesterone that the women were getting that was increasing their risk of breast cancer. And now with natural bioidentical progesterone, I think that risk is minimal. I don't think that there's a real serious downside for most women in taking hormone replacement therapy. Unfortunately, a lot of women have been scared off of that. And I'm not entirely in line with Dr. Mercola's recommendations there. Okay, so with winter coming, and, you know, that's a line. Winter is coming. That's a line from GOT, Game of Thrones, right? And all the health issues that it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower, that's I-M-M, power, your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%. And it has the robust research to prove it. I've reviewed the research, and there's really a lot of very, very well-performed scientific papers that support its use in boosting immunity against infectious diseases and also in cancer. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily. Don't go a day without it. And I prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? So if you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information or to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. And special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners, use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout. Okay, this item has to do with insulin. Insulin has a lot to do with the risk of diabetes. High levels of insulin are a hallmark of type 2 diabetes. This is the first study which shows that high insulin levels may be directly linked to pancreatic cancer and other cancers. We'll do a deeper dive on that subject when we return. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoflavanols on brain and heart function. Cocoflavanols share a similar mechanism with beetroot. They both boost nitric oxide. Nitric oxide increases artery flexibility, which improves circulation. A side-by-side comparison of 10 independent studies, 5 cocoflavanols and 5 beetroot, suggests that cocoflavanols increase artery flexibility by as much as 50% more than beetroot. Flavonatrol's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to flavonaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes too. That's flavonaturals.com. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And pancreatic cancer is one of the most challenging problems in the field of oncology, because it's hard to detect early. You know, we can do colonoscopies to detect colon cancer, and then when colon cancer is removed before they spread, it's a save. Same thing with pap smears for cervical cancer and preventive strategies for early detection of prostate cancer and breast cancer. But when it comes to pancreatic cancer, usually by the time that pancreatic cancer is discovered, it's too late. In fact, there's a dismal 5-year survival rate of less than 10% with pancreatic cancer. And it's a mystery why the rate of pancreatic cancer is increasing rather than decreasing in this country and throughout the world. And a new study appears to unlock the mystery of why pancreatic cancer is on the rise. High insulin levels are directly linked to pancreatic cancer. Now, when you're overweight, or when you're beginning to develop type 2 diabetes, even before you develop type 2 diabetes, your insulin levels surge. You develop what's called insulin resistance, which means the insulin is working hard to control your blood sugar, but eventually it fails, and then your blood sugar ends up high. But long before that, you may have high insulin levels, and that's usually associated with, you know, maybe slight overweight. You don't have to be morbidly obese to have high insulin levels. So what they are saying here, the study published in Cell Metabolism provides the first detailed explanation of why people with obesity and type 2 diabetes are at an increased risk for pancreatic cancer. The research demonstrates that excess insulin levels overstimulate cells within the pancreas that normally produce digestive juices. The digestive enzymes also come from your pancreas. That chronic overstimulation causes mutations in the pancreatic cells where inflammation is a trigger, and it converts these cells into precancerous cells. So they're saying here that these findings show that insulin supports the physiologic function of these cells in producing digestive enzymes. It kind of makes sense, because when you eat something, your insulin goes up, and when you eat something, you also need to produce more digestive enzymes to break down your foods. But when the insulin is too high, it over-revs these digestive enzyme-producing cells, fostering inflammation. You know, it's like when you push too hard down on the accelerator and your engine overheats. And thus, there's development of precancerous cells, which ultimately turn cancerous and produce metastases. Now, the researchers say that this is not seen only in pancreatic cancer, because there are other cancers where elevated insulin levels may play a contributing role, including breast cancer. You know, there's definitely an association between breast cancer and overweight, and the prognosis of women who've had breast cancer is improved when they go on a relatively low-carb diet. It's not so much animal protein and fat that are the triggers of these cancers, although excess amounts of anything can over-rev your pancreatic cells or produce changes in your breasts, but it's carbohydrates that appear to be a driver of this pandemic of excess insulin, which is producing diabetes, metabolic disorders, increased cardiovascular risk and stroke, but also certain cancers. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we're going to do a deep dive on the subject of CBD. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. The tempting aroma of roasted turkey beckoned from the Vacaville, California Veterans Hall Thursday afternoon and inside. Early Thanksgiving was in full swing. At least 100 people had arrived for the annual community Thanksgiving meal, and smiles aplenty were on display from volunteers and community members alike. Jeff Jewell, a longtime veterans advocate, made a brief request before food began to flow. He said, "Let's never forget those who have served their country and those who lost their lives so that we could be here today," he said to a chorus of amens. Lou Durfus, who has helmed the Thanksgiving meals for years, said he's grateful that renovations on the Veterans Hall are over. "We're glad to be back," he said. "It's been 10 months. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Have you been thinking about your home as an investment this whole time? If it's just another bill for you, do it the right way. If you've been stressed about paying back the massive loan you took out for it, it's not certain you'll sell it for more than what you paid for it. Don't become mortgage poor.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And now for a deep dive on one of my favorite subjects, CBD. We have with us Maggie Frank, who's national educator of CV Sciences, makers of Plus CBD oil, and you know, one of my favorite sponsors because I take their products and recommend them frequently to my patients. Welcome, Maggie. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can I frame this discussion by sharing with you a new study that just came out? It's reported on in Science Daily, and it's brief. I'll just share this with you. A new Northwestern Medicine study in mice has discovered that a key emotional brain center, the amygdala, which is responsible for fear and anxiety, releases endogenous cannabinoid molecules under stress. And these molecules dampen the incoming stress alarm from the hippocampus, which is the memory and emotion center in the brain. They say these results provide more support for the hypothesis that these endogenous cannabinoid molecules are a body's natural coping response to stress. So I figured that might be a good lead into your discussion about the endocannabinoid system and the benefits of CBD. So take it away.
So, well, I think that you brought in the perfect kind of segue into this conversation because, as you pointed out, our body does produce our own cannabinoids called endocannabinoids. Those endocannabinoids help keep us responding in a positive way to the stresses of change. And really what science keeps telling us is that the more adaptable our body is, the easier time it has adapting to that stress, the healthier we're going to be physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I don't know exactly about where you live, but from what I see in my travels, the modern American is having a very hard time adapting.
No stress here, Maggie, because I live in Manhattan, which is like very, very chill, relaxed.
You very
know.
Calm.
Yeah.
No stress. Yes. Adapting is important. And the more stress you have in your environment, making sure that your body's ability to adapt to that stress is at the perfect possible place is helpful. And cannabinoids like CBD can help our endocannabinoid system work in a modern world that really is challenging it every single day.
Okay, so stress, certainly an important element of the potential benefits of CBD and related compounds. Sleep, immunity, pain, and inflammation are part of the suite of benefits that you get from CBD and comparable compounds, right?
100%. Essentially, the endocannabinoid system, which is the system that phytocannabinoids like CBD supports, the endocannabinoid system regulates every area of our human physiology and pathology. So stress, sleep, pain, inflammation get a lot of the focus when we talk about products like Plus CBD, but we also see benefits to blood sugar regulation, to neurological support, to focus, to gut health. The benefits are pretty much endless.
Okay, so and some people are concerned. For example, I had retired police captain in my office, and he came with his son, and he was having some sleep problems, and I suggested that he take some CBD. And he was a little skeptical, you know, being a police captain. You know, he said, well, I'm not sure if I want to take that. And his son said, come on, I take it every day. His son's a little more with it. His son is, you know, an adult son in his 30s. But people are concerned. You know, so, well, you know, it's like, what's going on with that? It's from the cannabis plant. You know, I'm not sure I want to get into that. Can you reassure us that CBD is free of the harmful effects of pot?
Well, hemp products range in how much THC they have. THC is the psychoactive or the cannabinoid responsible for getting us high. If you are somebody who wants to avoid that phytocannabinoid, choosing a product like our traditional Plus CBD wellness line, like our Daily Balance,
It's THC. The claim is that they really minimize the content of THC, which is actually tiny amounts of CBD in hemp products, but they've really refined it so that it is mostly delivers CBD. Is that correct? The Daily Balance products?
Yes. The Daily Balance products, the amount of THC is so residual it could never create a psychoactive effect.
Okay.
But for somebody who's very cautious, we have a new line of products, which is actually a non-detectable or THC-free option,
okay,
which for somebody who is very sensitive to THC or just really wants to make sure they're avoiding it to the 100%.
Maybe someone in sports or law enforcement, you know, someone who gets
correct.
Tested. Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yes, somebody who just in the past has maybe used it and has found that it does not agree with their body's
right.
physiology.
Right. Well, okay, I want to do a really deep dive on with you on this subject. I think we'll bring you back for the long form of our podcast where we can talk for as much as an hour about this. But can you run us through some of the options when people go to pluscbdoil.com in terms of the products? There's topicals, there's gummies. I take the Reserve Sleep Gummies nightly. I also use the topicals for, you know, sports injuries and soreness. There's also a great product called the Relief product, which is really interesting because that's more directed to pain, right? And, you know, aches, bodily aches and pains. So maybe you can...
Pain and inflammation.
Yeah.
And that is my favorite product we make. One soft gel a day will keep a healthy person healthy from a pain and inflammation standpoint. Mm-hmm. For somebody who's in crisis and is dealing with migraines, menstrual cramps, slip discs, recovery issues, they can take 2 to 4 a day. Okay. And it works immediately to make somebody feel better. Within about 15 to 20 minutes, you truly get relief.
And I think it has some other ingredients like CBG, am I correct? And also PEA. So these are like companion ingredients that increase the anti-pain, anti-inflammation effects, right?
It has CBDA,
which
is the raw form of CBD. It works on COX-2 enzyme pathways, so really fast clamp down of pain and inflammation. And then it has 15 milligrams of CBD, support the endocannabinoid system. And then it has 175 milligrams of PEA, which helps in the immediate with pain and inflammation, but also in the recovery from injury and illness.
Okay. Those are, I include that in my daily regimen as well. Okay. So you really have like a wide range of products of different dosages. You know, people ask me, what do I start with? And what's your advice? Because I think it's really different strokes for different folks. They react differently to some of the different, dosages and different formulations, right?
100%. We are all very different when it comes to phytocannabinoids. I like the Relief because it's the most comprehensive product we make. I think that is a superfood plus multivitamin.
So in other words, it's like a general thing that you can take as a part of your daily regimen safely.
Oh,
and it may, yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that most Americans are dealing with some irregulations in how we manage inflammation because we're stressed out and our diet's not great and our minerals are deficient and all these reasons. I look at Relief as kind of like my get out of jail free card. It's covering those bases for me. I luckily sleep very well, but my husband doesn't, and our sleep products have been a great option for him. I have friends who are Calm products have allowed them.
That's a gummy, right?
Present.
Calm gummies,
gummy,
right?
Gummy. And they work so fast to kind of take the edge off. We kind of have something for everybody. So my advice to people is to focus on the areas of well-being you're looking for improvement on. Pick a product accordingly and then start low in your milligram. Start with like a half of a serving size or one serving size and slowly increase paying attention to positive changes in your body. More is not better. So when you find happy, don't think that taking twice that amount will make you feel twice as good. We're simply giving the body just a little bit of support so that it can do its job more effectively.
On the other hand, I think your company has really pioneered in the safe and reliable manufacture of some of the highest dose CBD that's available. I think you now have 100 milligram CBD products available.
We do, and there are people who are going to need that. I find really high milligram responders are people who are looking at clinical data and they're trying to address a crisis situation. We often will see people also in that high milligram range whose bodies are really far out of balance. They are struggling with a lot of different pathologies. Maybe they have been utilizing recreational substances or a lot of pharmaceutical medication, and often they need higher milligram at least in the first few months to bring their body back to center.
What about the topicals? Because, I mean, there's some concern that do the topicals really get deep into the muscles and joints? Is that another way to deliver it? I mean, I do both. I take it internally, and I also apply it externally when I have a pain issue. What options do you have there?
So our skin, our muscles, our joints, they are all lined with cannabinoid receptor sites. So putting it topically allows a very quick and direct deposit of that phytocannabinoid-rich formula. And it helps with those local acute issues like backaches, knee pain, sore neck, shoulders, that kind of stuff. But if you're looking to address gut inflammation or you're looking to address a neurological issue or to support your body's stress response, then you're going to want to take an ingestible product.
And the gut issue is actually very important, is I have a lot of patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease where they actually have ongoing serious inflammation in their GI tracts. And many of them say that they obtain relief from the oral formulations that, you know, will open up lower down in the gastrointestinal tract, reducing some of the inflammatory changes, also, you know, having an impact on their pain, discomfort, cramps, and so on.
100%. It definitely helps people who have those ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, IBS type of pathologies. And nothing works for every single person on the planet. But when people respond well to plus CBD products, they typically respond very, very well.
Okay, so we want to make a really special offer for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. We're so determined to have you try, because I think the proof is in the pudding. Really, you have to give these things a trial and find out if it works for you. So to learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And special offer, use coupon code Hoffman 30. Forget this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And so any other areas that you'd like to cover in the remaining minute?
Whoever you are, whatever your needs are, CD Sciences makes a safe and effective plus CBD product for your need. And I hope that you try them and you love them as much as I do.
Okay, so what if people say, well, I heard about this on, you know, Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Hoffman likes this stuff, and, you know, I'll just go, there's like a smoke shop that has something over the counter, or, you know, you can even buy this stuff in gas stations, you know, 7-Elevens. What's the problem with the CBD marketplace these days?
They are not all the same. When they run tests and they analyze various products available in the marketplace today across health food store, online retailers, smoke shops, gas stations, what we find is there's huge inconsistencies. Often the product doesn't have the CBD it promises. More often it's contaminated with things that you would never want in your body. CD Sciences guarantees that our products are not only effective, but are extremely safe.
Okay, and that's why I like your products, because you guys do a lot of research. You do your due diligence. It's a large, responsible company. So use coupon code Hoffman30 at pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman to make your entry into the CBD universe. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. With winter coming and all the health issues it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code Hoffman20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do.
During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott taking President Biden to task over what he sees as the president's ambivalence on U.S. support for Israel.
That requires the United States of America to stand shoulder to shoulder with no daylight with Israel, as opposed to having a president who speaks with a forked tongue, supporting Israel during the middle of the day, but then delaying Israel's progress at night.
The presidential candidate tells the Salem Radio Network he's pushing for legislation that would pull American taxpayer funding from colleges that tolerate anti-Semitic activity.
I am now leading on legislation, new laws, that would pull federal funding from schools that refuse to hold their students accountable for the advocating of mass murder, for supporting genocide, and for supporting terrorism.
Secretary of State Blinken made visits today to the occupied West Bank and Iraq. Meanwhile, Florida Governor DeSantis is going to be reportedly getting a key endorsement from one of his gubernatorial peers.
The Republican governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, will be breaking the state's tradition and endorsing Ron DeSantis before the state's caucuses, according to two people who spoke on condition of anonymity. Iowa's the first voting state, and Governor Reynolds' nod to DeSantis will give his campaign a badly needed boost.
I will get the job done.
DeSantis has consistently polled second in the GOP presidential race, far below former President Donald Trump.
We hit him hard, and now he's like a wounded falling bird from the skies.
Both candidates spoke at a weekend Florida Republican Party summit. Iowa's governor, like DeSantis, supports school choice and strict bans on abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Tagoka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A football star is giving back to the city where he nearly died.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is honoring the medical team that helped save his life by launching a scholarship program for youngsters in Cincinnati. Hamlin's charitable foundation will award $1,000 scholarships to 10 individuals for each of the next 3 years. Those scholarships will be named after the 10 first responders, nurses, and doctors who treated Hamlin after he went into cardiac arrest and was resuscitated on the field. Jason Walker reporting.
USC drops out of the college football poll for the first time in more than 2 years, and Oklahoma State vaults into the rankings for the first time this year at number 15. The top nine teams held their spots this week, number 23 Arizona, number 25 Liberty, making their season debuts. This is at townhall.com. Toyota is not advising owners of 1.9 million recalled RAV4 SUVs to park them outdoors.
That's even though U.S. safety investigators have 4 complaints about engine fires that can start with the vehicle's ignitions turned off. The recall was announced Wednesday by Toyota. It came as U.S. safety regulators were investigating engine fires caused by battery problems in RAV4s. Toyota says the company is not advising people to park the SUVs outdoors, but it is asking owners to take their vehicles to a dealer soon so technicians can make sure replacement batteries were installed properly. Keith Peters reporting.
Tyson Foods recalling nearly 30,000 pounds of its Fun Nuggets breaded chicken after consumers complained of finding metal pieces in the dinosaur-shaped patties. The nuggets have the number P7211 on the back of the 29-ounce bags. More at townhall.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap for you here today with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, and I've been telling you I'm going to have a Medicare expert on the program, and here he is. So you're going to want to write this number down, and Mark and his team, they service the majority of the states in the entire country. 816-841-9141, 816-841-9141. You can also go online. It's a really, really good website, very helpful, lifewithmedicare.com, lifewithmedicare.com. And with that, Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be back at Senior Care Live.
All right. So you are the Medicare Whisperer, and you've probably forgotten more than most people know about Medicare.
Well, I don't know about that. They keep changing it, so I have to learn it all over again.
That's right. And that's a perfect point. Folks, you don't want to go wading into all of this Medicare stuff on your own. Mark's gonna get your attention today with a lot of major changes. It's his job. He keeps up with all of this stuff, and then he can advise you appropriately. Again, 816-841-9141. And Mark, what time of year is it?
Steve, it's the Medicare annual election period. We put up the AEP tree, and CMS Claus has been to our office dropping off all kinds of new drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans for the little boys and girls on Medicare across the country.
Is there really a CMS Claus?
Many of them.
Yeah, actually. So I remember when I was scheduling my mom's appointment to come in and see you for our annual checkup and review, which is very helpful, by the way. Thank you. You kind of just went off about some major changes that a lot of people may not understand what's coming up here.
Well, way back in September of 2022, Congress did something. I know you're shocked. They did something.
They did not.
Yeah, they did. And usually when they do something, it turns out to be, well, anyway, we won't go there on your show. But they passed something called the Inflation Reduction Act, which has little to do with reducing inflation. But one of the provisions of the Inflation Reduction Act was beginning in 2025, so a whole year from now, anybody who is on Medicare Part D or a Medicare Advantage plan will have a maximum out-of-pocket limit on prescription drug spending of $2,500. Well, that sounds great. And that applies to about 5% of the people on Medicare. Well, part of that provision is they said, okay, if you're a Part D provider and you raise your premium more than 6% in 2025, you're going to pay a penalty to the government. So they have 1 year to figure out how to build and price their plans so that they're not losing money on that 5% of the people who go well above $2,500 in drug usage. So what we're seeing, Steve, is across the country, we are seeing Medicare Part D, the freestanding Part D plans, we're seeing massive premium increases. Earlier today, I had a client who last year, current year, 2023, was paying about $30 for her drug plan, that same drug plan, $110.
Oh!
What we're also seeing is they're moving drugs around the tier levels. So we're seeing drugs that have been a tier two drug for many, many years. Some of them are moving to tier three. And in most markets, a tier three drug for the last several years has had a monthly copay of about $47. Not anymore. They're all going to a percentage of coinsurance, percentage of the retail price. So if you're taking, let's say, Eliquis, and we're not picking on that drug, but we're just, it's easy because everybody knows about it. Average retail price around $600. And if your Medicare Part D plan, has a 25% coinsurance rate, that means when you go to fill that in January, instead of $47, you're going to pay $150 prescription in January and get a very nasty surprise in their checkbook.
Well, one thing that I thought was so cool when, and I'm so glad that I went with my mom and I saw this with my own eyes. So you entered into a computer program, essentially kind of a spreadsheet list kind of a thing. You entered all of her prescription medications. You asked her her preferred pharmacy. And and we live in Spring Hill, so she likes to the closest pharmacy.
Right.
And you say, okay, yep, if that's important to have a relationship with your pharmacy provider. And then let's go from, you know, least expensive to most expensive. And the thing just went boom, and it goes, and all of these plans just populated the screen. And you're like, okay, I'm not sure about that company. I'm not totally comfortable with that one. But this one is a really solid company.
The person, because people, we're not in the policy business, the product business. We are in the person business. And break it down for what is most suitable for them. And you're exactly right. In a lot of our reviews this year, one particular company is coming up with the lowest overall annual cost, but they have a 1.5 star rating and have had a 1.5 star rating for 3 years running.
Now, how do you get that 1.5 star? Is it a combination of factors and liquidity and financial stability and all those sort of things?
No, it has more to do with customer satisfaction, medication compliance, those types of things. And CMS, Medicare, does the reviews, and they issue those star ratings, and they're actually about a year behind. But every plan starts out at 3. Every plan, 3 is average, and they can go up or down from there.
Okay.
And to hit a 1.5, I mean, that's half of average.
Yeah.
And so even though it may be a name that you've heard of, in other parts of the world of Medicare, I'm not going to name any names on your show because you don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
But well-known name, well-known company, but they're 1.5 stars.
Mm.
And this particular company has made a foray 3 times into doing Medicare Part D, and all 3 times they've had the same results.
Wow.
So they probably should not do that. But you're right. We look at not just the dollars, because if the dollars work out, that's great. But if the company's a bad company and you have a hard time getting prescriptions filled or your billing doesn't come out right, then you've just got another hassle. And I don't know about you, Steve. You're just a hair younger than me. But I'm at the point in life where I want less hassle, not more.
Well, and it's a little bit of a get what you pay for, because you may get the cheapest or the lowest cost premium, but you're also going to pay for that with, you know, the hassle and trying to reach out to get somebody, you know, customer service and all of the poor ratings. They're poor ratings because they've earned that. So,
yes.
And in my world, in the world of long-term care, a 1-star is well below average. You have to actually work really hard to get a 1-star in that world. So, enough said on that one, I guess.
Yep, same thing. You know, on the other side of that, Steve, we're seeing some companies, and we don't, I mean, I understand why, I know the business, but they've actually lowered their premiums. We have one that in Kansas is 50 cents for premium.
Oh,
in Missouri, just the other side of the state line, is zero.
Well, that sounds great. And if all you're doing is looking at premium, and that's what we do as Americans, we want the cheapest thing.
Yep.
We like to trip over dollars to pick up dimes. That's great. You may find that a lot of your popular drugs are now on tier four, where you're going to pay a 50% co-insurance rate.
Oh.
Right. Surprise. And that particular one, again, I'm not going to name a name, but levothyroxine. Synthroid's been on the market since the 1960s, I believe, because my dad took it, and he had thyroid cancer in 1967, and he's been gone for 22 years. Some of those strengths, not all of them, but some of those strengths of levothyroxine are moving to a tier three. So you may be used to paying $5, and all of a sudden when you go in January, it's maybe 15. Well, that's not a huge number, but if you're on a fixed income, $10 more.
Yeah, it's 120 bucks a year.
That's right.
And that's just for one of your medications.
That's right.
And all that's going to add up.
That's why it's critical to do a detailed review with somebody.
All right. So I guarantee you we're getting the attention of a lot of listeners right now. You're listening to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. Reach out to Mark and his excellent team. They're located here in Kansas City. But, Mark, you work with clients all around the country.
We do. We're licensed in 28 states. If somebody does reach out to us in a state where we're not licensed, one of two things will happen. We'll either get licensed there for that person, or I'm a member of a number of professional Medicare agent networks around the country. I can find somebody that is ethical and does the job right wherever somebody is.
All right.
And I'd love to have a client into Hawaii so I can go do a house call and deduct the trip.
There we go. I'll carry the bags. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you do not enroll in Medicare Part D, you will be penalized every month for not having it. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community.
The tempting aroma of roasted turkey beckoned from the Vacaville, California Veterans Hall Thursday afternoon and inside. Early Thanksgiving was in full swing. At least 100 people had arrived for the annual community Thanksgiving meal, and smiles of plenty were on display from volunteers and community members alike. Jeff Jewell, a longtime veterans advocate, made a brief request before food began to flow. He said, "Let's never forget those who have served their country and those who lost their lives so that we could be here today," he said to a chorus of amens. Lou Durfus, who has helmed the Thanksgiving meals for years, said he's grateful that renovations on the Veterans Hall are over. "We're glad to be back," he said. "It's been 10 months. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you do not enroll in Medicare Part D, you will be penalized every month for not having it. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Mark, guaranteed, that caught a lot of people off guard. Why is that statement true?
Well, way back in 2003, Congress did something. You see a threat here, Steve?
They did not.
They did. They passed the Medicare Modernization Act of 2003 that went into effect in 2005, and that gave us Medicare Part D, which is, by the way, the only thing in all of Medicare where the letter matches what it covers, and D stands for?
Drug.
Pills, that's right. It's the government.
Medications.
Yes, drugs. And so what they said was, if you were on Medicare, we want you to have prescription drug coverage. And there's a few different ways to do that, but if you don't have veterans coverage, you don't have employer coverage, union coverage, retiree coverage, we want you to have Medicare Part D. Now, it's voluntary.
Yes.
It is voluntary, but if you don't enroll, when you're first eligible to enroll and you don't have other creditable coverage, you are going to pay a penalty. And that penalty, now get your pencils and paper,
okay,
boys and girls.
So let's have an example. So I'm 65. I'm like, I'm good. I just have a couple of meds. No big deal. And about age 70, you know, a few years down the road, you're like, I probably need to go back and sign up for that because now I'm on high blood pressure medicine and a couple others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and that's probably pretty common.
It is very common.
Yeah.
And so that penalty is 1% of the national average Medicare Part D premium as assessed by Medicare, times the number of months that you did not initially apply. So there's a way to calculate that. There's calculators on the Internet.
Yeah.
In fact, Medicare.gov has a calculator there. But if you figure it's average right now about 34 cents a month. There's a factor in there, but we'll call it 34 cents.
Yeah.
So if you go 34 cents a month times 12 months, you've got $3, about $4.
Yeah.
Okay. Now do that times 5-6 years. And it just keeps going up and going up. And then they assess that penalty. It's called a late enrollment penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes on top of your Part D premium every month for as long as you live.
Forever.
Forever.
But it's voluntary.
It's voluntary. Absolutely. It's voluntary.
Oh, my God. This sounds like a government kind of an approach.
It's Congress. It's Congress.
So you can sign up at age 65.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Age 70.
I'm not so good. I need some more meds. That's 5 years. That's going to cost you another $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Forever.
On top of your Part D premium that is now going to go up again as of 25.
2024.
Or 2024, yeah.
2024, that's right. And it's not unusual for us to have somebody sign up for Medicare, then they get the letter going, well, we show you didn't have drug coverage, you're going to be assessed a late enrollment penalty. Now, if that happens, call us. We know what those creditable coverage factors are and how to deal with that. But if you didn't have coverage and you just were stubborn and said, I'm not going to pay for something I'm not going to use, you're going to pay a penalty.
So it's probably a really good idea. Just get it when you're age 65. Just sign up for it. Come on.
What we do is we put them on the lowest premium plan to keep them legal.
Yeah.
And then every year we're going to do a review.
Yeah.
And if they get prescribed something in June, then, you know, by the end of the year, we've got them on another plan that will cover whatever they were prescribed.
Yeah. And like you said, you could sign up for one of those 50-cent policies and technically have the coverage, even though you don't really need it for the 5 years. And then in 5 years, you could switch to a different Part D, and you're good, and you avoid the $20 a month. That's a smart approach.
That's it. That's how we approach it. And believe it or not, we're seeing more and more people today coming to us at age 65 who aren't taking any medications. They're amazingly healthy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, okay. And so this is just one of the many reasons that you reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-841-9141. 816-841-9141. You can also go online at lifewithmedicare.com, lifewithmedicare.com. If it's not a state that Mark is enrolled in, he'll either enroll in the state or refer you to another excellent broker in your area. So seriously, just reach out and give Mark a call. So, all right, so when we were talking about this recently, one of the first things that popped into my mind is, wait a minute, we're talking about drugs and everything's going up. What about insulin? Because we talked about that on a previous program, and it was lowered because, I mean, people were choosing, well, do I eat or do I get my insulin? Because it was so expensive.
Right.
Does this have any impact on insulin?
Yes. The Inflation Reduction Act also included a provision to cap insulin expenses at $35 for a one-month supply. Now, that's led to some confusion. That sounds really easy. Insulin, $35. If it's a three-month supply, it's $105. That's excellent. But some people heard that as diabetes-related injectables, and there are injectables related to diabetes that are not insulin. And those are still subject to the standard tier levels and co-insurances and co-pays. So if you're taking insulin, whether it's FlexPen, draw and inject, however you're taking that, it doesn't matter. It's capped at $35.
And that's very reasonable. I mean, that's affordable.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Much more affordable than what it was a couple of years ago.
No doubt, no doubt.
And for about a year, it was voluntary for some of the plans to cap it at $35. Now it's not voluntary anymore.
Yeah.
So certain diabetes-related injectables, and the two big ones we hear are Ozempic and Mounjaro, those are not insulin. They're a totally different medication, and those are not subject to that cap. So we've had some people call us going, well, I thought you said insulin was $35, but I have to pay $150 for this drug. That's not insulin. So it's, if your doctor prescribes something, there's nothing wrong with asking the doctor, is this insulin or not? It's a good question.
Yeah, and the other, so many things are coming to mind. So Ozempic and Mounjaro, and I think there may be one or two others that are
right.
Big name brand.
Mm-hmm.
They're nowhere close to being generic. So that's probably going to be a tier three or tier four, isn't it?
Most likely, yeah. Yeah. You've got a couple of them. But one of the popular diabetes drugs that's not injectable is Jardiance, and it actually goes off of patent in 2024.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I've got an article on the Medicare Whisperer Facebook page, four major drugs that are going off patent in 2024. If they want to go out there, they can read that article.
And see, how long are they on there? Like 7 years or something like that?
It depends on the formulation and if they can manipulate it a little bit to get an extension.
Ah, gotcha.
Most of the time, it's somewhere between 7 to 21 years,
oh,
depending
okay.
on the medication.
Oh, so a long time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's shift gears to Medicare Advantage plans. And you shared, we only have about a minute left, so we'll get this conversation started and we'll pick it up on the other side. But you shared a pretty stunning statistic about how many people are signed up on these plans.
It is stunning. As of June 1st of this year, according to CMS, that regulates Medicare, 50.4% of all people on Medicare, all Medicare beneficiaries, every one of them, 50.4% are now enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a ton.
It's a part of our life now, and we're going to have to learn to deal with it.
So all of the J.J. Walker Dynamite commercials and Marge, was it Marge?
Martha.
Martha. I kept calling trying to Marge. Grumpy.
Don't give him any ideas, Steve.
Grumpy Martha and all of those commercials, they must have worked because that number's way larger than I thought it would be.
I think I read a statistic the other day that in 2022 during open and our annual election period, there were 659,000 of those commercials played during that 7-week period.
No wonder I get totally sick of those things. So, all right, so coming up next, we're going to continue our discussion with Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. We're going to focus on Medicare Advantage plans. So don't go away. You're going to want to hear what he has to say about these plans.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
In a sleep position, or you're planning on sleeping and shutting your mind down and doing everything that you need to fall asleep, the weight helps increase the natural melatonin in your brain and in your body.
You can find Hush blankets online, and they start at about $150.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer replacement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we're speaking with Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. We're talking about Medicare today, the wonderful world of Medicare. We're right in the middle of the annual election period. A lot of people refer to that as open enrollment. Mark has corrected me several times, and he's got me into the habit, Mark, of saying annual election period. But seriously, reach out to Mark and his excellent team, 816-841-9141. And anywhere in the country, and if they can help you, they're licensed in many of the states. If they're not licensed in your state, they'll get licensed or they'll refer you to a qualified local broker. 816-841-9141 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now we're going to open up the wonderful world of Medicare Advantage plans. I think they're more understood today, but I think they're still a little misunderstood. That replacement plan and Advantage plan and Part C, and what is all that all about?
Well, you covered it all right there.
Oh.
So it's Medicare Part C. So when you're seeing the never-ending commercials with Joe Namath and William Devane and Martha and Dr. Phil and George Brad and on and on and on, they talk about Medicare Part C. That is the Medicare Advantage program. Again, dates back to 2003 when Congress did something. And the Medicare Advantage plan is, well, the best way I can say it is if you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you still have Medicare, you're still paying for it, but Medicare is taking your Medicare Part B premium along with a few hundred more dollars and sending it to that insurance company, and your insurance company that you chose is doing all the heavy lifting. Medicare is no longer paying for anything. That insurance company is paying for everything, and their Medicare Advantage plans have to be, quote, at least as good as original Medicare.
Well, that's a fairly... Don't get me started.
Almost. I added the almost.
Yeah.
And there's some things afoot with that, with some congressional hearings that have gone on this year that we can address later in the show if you want to. But a Medicare Advantage plan, typically they have very low premiums, anywhere from zero. Kansas City, we have one that's like $68. If you're in Florida, they're practically paying you to take them. Mm. So when you hear the commercials, you could get $160 a month back in your Medicare Part B check. If you're a veteran in one county in Florida, yes.
Oh, that's really misleading.
Well, and the commercials, they've cleaned them up quite a bit. We get about 60 to 80 pages of new rules every year. This year we got 476.
Oh, my.
Most of those are directed at the third-party marketing organizations and the call centers,
mm-hmm.
and what they can and can't do. If you seen those commercials, you'll notice now they have a disclaimer on there that stays on the entire duration of the two-minute commercial in a 12-point font.
Mm-hmm.
And if they read the disclaimer, it cannot be compressed. It has to be read at normal speed. So there's some good things out of that. Anyway, I digress. So with... 50%, over 50% of people who are on Medicare Advantage, it's something that it's a part of our lives. It's not going to go away. And they do sometimes have additional benefits besides things like your office visit, your primary, your specialist office visit, hospital coverage, skilled nursing, those types of things. You know, a lot of them, they have the dental, Now, can we go down a rabbit hole for a minute?
Sure.
Everybody wants dental.
Yep.
What is the utilization rate of dental benefits on Medicare Advantage plans nationwide?
I would guess maybe pretty low.
17%. But everybody wants dental.
Okay.
So you may be trading a, you know, really good Medicare supplement to get that dental. They have vision. Some of them have hearing. Some of them have the grocery cards. You know, they're over-the-counter benefit. There's all kinds of extra things they're putting there to entice you to take these.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not anti-Medicare Advantage. I would prefer to put people on a Medicare supplement, and every good broker I know would prefer that. But if we've got Mrs. Johnson, who's only making $1,100 a month in Social Security, we can't ask her to pay $165 a month for a Medicare supplement and a drug plan and her Part B because we'd be doing harm.
Yeah.
So the key is find out which one of those Medicare Advantage plans is from one of the better companies. Make sure if you're talking to us or you're talking to anybody else, make sure all of the doctors that you're seeing accept that plan. Make sure your drugs are all covered. Make sure that if you have a preferred hospital you'd like to go to, it's in network. Those are the things you want to make sure you take care of. And the key is, Steve, all Medicare Advantage plans, like everything, they have holes.
Yeah.
And the point is, know the holes, and then, if possible, fill the holes up. So, you know, if you have a hospital stay and your copay for hospital stay is $300 a day for 6 days, that's $2,100 or $1,800.
Yeah.
Okay. It's late in the afternoon. My maths aren't working. $1,800. Well, that could be kind of a shock. And you're rocking and rolling, going along 2 or 3 years on your Advantage plan, nothing's wrong, then something happens. The biggest hole I see, in fact, I dealt with it today with one of my longtime clients. Went in the hospital. Hospital said, okay, we're going to send you to a skilled nursing facility. Skilled nursing facility's been there for 5 days, and they're saying he can go home.
Yep.
And it's the case manager with the Medicare Advantage company who has an MBA, and Steve, the M does not stand for medical.
Yep.
But they're saying, hey, we're done paying, you're going home. So, yep. I'm the old guy in this business. I know what the exceptions to the rules are, and I took care of the problem for them. But it might be a good idea to add some extra coverage to fill those holes. Same thing with cancer treatment on a Medicare Advantage plan across the board in the Kansas City market, 20% coinsurance of each Medicare, of each cancer treatment, up until you reach the out-of-pocket maximum of the policy. Well, if you have an $8,000 cancer treatment, 20% of that, $1,600,
yep, $1,600
you get to pay up front,
yep,
until you reach your out-of-pocket maximum. Plus, the case manager may say, well, your doctor wants 36 treatments, but we're only going to approve 28. It's that kind of thing. A little extra coverage for that. And then if you do go into, and you're an expert in this field, Steve, if somebody goes to skilled nursing and they do have reasonable recovery, the next place they go is home. What do they need when they get home?
Home health care.
You're absolutely right. And so while Medicare Advantage does have some limited home health care benefit, it might be a good idea to say, what is that benefit and can I add to that?
In a previous life, I ran a Medicare certified home health agency.
Mm-hmm.
And so for all of our traditional Medicare patients, mm-hmm, the decision to continue therapy or discontinue, that was left to the doctor, mm-hmm, and the therapists and the nurses and the medical team.
Right.
And if you showed progress, mm-hmm, and you were improving, they would continue. If you plateaued, then they would discharge. Mm-hmm. If you chose to not do therapy anymore, of course, they would discharge. But mm-hmm, they left it up to the team that knows you best.
Right.
Every time we had a Medicare Advantage plan come through, I just kind of like, oh no. And so I'm telling you, it was just about like a fist fight. Now, none of our clients, no one knew this. This is all back office stuff, but I had to submit this detailed plan to the Advantage plan. And then instead of giving us, you know, maybe a couple of weeks to start off with,
mm-hmm,
right, for this person who is probably going to need 4 to 6 weeks of therapy,
right,
they might give us 5 days.
Right.
And I'm like, 5 days? Are you kidding me? So we would start, and then on the fourth day, they would get with me, and they would say, listen, now, if you want anything more than that, your registered physical therapist is going to have to write basically a dissertation,
right,
on why he thinks or she thinks you'll need more therapy. And so then I've got an RPT out here writing all of this stuff, mm-hmm, trying to justify. And then they'd give us another 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got about 25% of the therapy that a traditional Medicare plan would have paid for,
mm-hmm,
managed by their doctor, their therapist, and their nurses. I just thought it was just terrible.
And if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you go into a skilled nursing facility, You have a window that opens that allows you to revert back to original Medicare, and you have 60 days until 60 days after you've been discharged from that skilled nursing facility to go back to a Medicare Advantage plan. It's what I did with my client today, and the person at the skilled nursing facility said, oh, I don't think you can do that. Well, okay, you go, you take care of people in skilled nursing, and let me take care of the Medicare.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what, so tomorrow, as officially, this person will be on original Medicare, and now we're into Medicare and the medical team making the decision, not a case manager at Medicare Advantage.
So you can do that even if you go in to the skilled nursing unit for Medicare provided or Medicare certified therapy, skilled nursing and rehab is what I want to say, while you're in therapy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't realize you could do that. I thought you had to be a long-term care patient.
No, it's long-term care or skilled nursing rehabilitation.
Okay.
And a lot of, you know, again, a lot of people don't know that, but that is the fact that you have that ability, and a good broker will help you do that.
I seriously have clients right now, their mother's only had about 3 weeks of therapy. She has an Advantage plan. They're going to cut her off in less than a week. And a stroke patient typically will get 60 to 90 days. It's a long, very slow recovery. It also involves speech therapy as well as PT and OT. I did not realize you could do that. I will be talking to them about this idea.
Well, they need to do something. Well, since we're recording, I'm not going to say day it is, but very quickly I'll say that, and we'll talk off the air about what those specifics are.
Yeah. So again, if this is getting your attention, and I know it is, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-841-9141. Or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Don't go away. We have a whole lot more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcarelive.com. Seniorcarelive.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello,
I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Have you been thinking about your home as an investment this whole time? If it's just another bill for you, do it the right way. If you've been stressed about paying back the massive loan you took out for it, it's not certain you'll sell it for more than what you paid for it. Don't become mortgage poor.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Here's author Kurt Schlichter on why conservatives don't need permission to tell their stories their way.
What do I need? Some guy in a suit with an MBA giving me notes on Kelly Turnbull? We have an underserved audience. We have the artists. I love that we don't have to ask permission. I don't have to ask anybody's permission to write my books the way I want to. The only permission I need is from my audience.
Hear more on the Hollywood in Toto podcast, The Right Take on Entertainment, on iTunes or your favorite audio platform.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, and we're visiting just on the break, and I just want to let everyone to know, I am not against Medicare Advantage plans. Mark is not against Medicare Advantage plans. You just have to know what you're getting into. So there's a lower premium for a reason, and then you have, Mark, you describe them as they have some holes. They have some areas that are going to pop up. They're going to cost you money, or they're going to cost you days of therapy or whatever it is. There are these limitations. You just have to understand that.
That's right. That's the whole thing. Is anything you buy, you want to know what the limitations are. And it's especially, you know, comes into play when it comes to your health care. The fact is, Steve, Medicare's insurance. And like most all insurances we have available today, the purpose is to build a shield around your resources and your assets. The money that you work for 25, 35, 45, even 55 years to save, and the things that you've accumulated can be wiped out with one medical diagnosis if this isn't built right. And that's where you want to focus on. Not free dental, not eyes, not rides to your doctor, free groceries. Those are all nice. But if a cancer diagnosis comes in and now half of your retirement base is gone because of that, that's what you want to focus on, is how can you build that shield and then decide for yourself how much financial risk am I willing to put on my own bank account if the worst case scenario comes up. And you never should make insurance decisions based on is. You should always base them on if you know your pappy and your mammy and your granny and your grampy all had cancer. Pretty good chance it's in your bloodline.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
In my personal thing, we got the trifecta in my family, cancer, heart attack, and stroke.
Oh, boy.
in my wife's family, they don't have any heart problems because they have perfect hearts. They're all lovely people.
Yeah.
But cancer's kind of a thing with them.
Yeah.
So I carry extra coverage on me. I've had for years for cancer, heart, and stroke. I had open heart surgery in January. I turned in a claim. And pretty much all of my costs were covered by that.
Yeah.
I have a nice cancer policy on my wife. Don't want her to get cancer.
Yeah.
Now, we're not on Medicare yet. We're getting close. But when that day comes, I promise you, I don't know that we're going to choose Medicare Advantage. But if we were to, I would, first thing I'd do is fill the holes. And typically when you're 65, almost all of those extra pieces that are not expensive at all, are guaranteed issues. So you don't even have to answer health questions. But keep that in mind. You're build, I used to say build a wall, but that became unpopular a few years ago.
Right.
Let's build a shield around your resources and assets so that you get to keep what you've accumulated, what you've saved, so that one medical diagnosis, one bad diagnosis doesn't immediately wipe it all out.
Just wipe you out. And that's very, very possible. Mark, do you work with a lot of adult children of with parents of Medicare age?
Oh, I love that question. I do, and I wish I could definitely work with more.
Yeah.
I have adult children. I'm not a Medicare age yet. And we have the powdered bottom syndrome. We never want to listen to anybody whose diaper we changed.
Right.
but at the same time, As we age, sometimes we get a little slower on the uptake, and we can be maybe hoodwinked, bamboozled a little bit more. And I would highly encourage you to, if you have parents who are on Medicare, maybe ask to attend one of those meetings or be on the phone call if they're talking to somebody on the phone. Look at their coverage. Seek a second opinion from another Medicare broker. You can always call 1-800-MEDICARE or go to your state health insurance program and get their advice. But look into it and try to protect them. I had a story recently. A client, the son referred, who's known me for years, referred his dad to me after his stepmom died.
Mm.
It's getting kind of,
yeah.
But we put the dad on a Medicare supplement. He could afford it, not a problem. Well, dad in August had some spots on his lung, had a biopsy, and lo and behold, lung cancer.
Mm.
And a few weeks later, I called my friend. I said, "How's Dad doing?" He said, "Oh, he's doing good. The treatment's going well, but he's just scared to death how he's going to pay for this." I said, "Well, do me a favor. Tell your dad that his worst case scenario, the absolute worst case scenario, is about $250 for the entire year. Mm. I want him to focus his energy on getting well, not on how he's going to pay the bills."
Yeah.
And I can't repeat on radio what they said. After that.
Yeah.
But let's just say that his dad was very, very, very happy. And what's my friend said, "Now I get it. I get why you're constantly saying pay attention to what's going on with your parents, because if I'd have just turned him loose to the TV commercials, it'd have been totally different."
And so he's sitting here fighting cancer. He needs to be focused on him,
right,
and his wellness, mm-hmm, and his that journey. And he's stressing out about money, not realizing that he has excellent Medicare coverage with the supplement, and his maximum out-of-pocket is going to be
$250. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure when he found that out, he's like, oh heck, I got that.
I got
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. So, and you, that just relieved a huge burden off of a man who's fighting lung cancer.
An 87-year-old man who's fighting lung cancer. And now his demeanor, I talked to him on the phone the other day, just totally different than it was 3 months ago.
There you go.
He's not worried about it anyway. He's concerned about the cancer.
Of course.
But he's not sitting there worried about it. And he did ask me, "So, well, what happens when we go to 2024? I said, "Well, that 250 is going to go up to maybe 300. Oh, I can handle that.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Call Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer, at 816-841-9141 or go online at lifewithmedicare.com. And, Mark, what should listeners do now?
Well, as you've said a couple of times, it's the Medicare annual election period. Now is the time to do a review of your Medicare coverage. So Medicare annual election period has people getting this universal consciousness of Medicare. Look, if you're going to turn 65 next August, don't worry about anything right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just rock and roll, do what you're doing. But if you're already on Medicare or you're close, it's a good idea to reach out either to us, or if you have a broker you're working with, or, get a referral from a friend, whatever that is. Just don't call the toll-free number on the TV commercial.
Don't do that. Seriously.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Don't. Joe Namath is not going to answer the phone. I promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I won't go any further down that one.
But will Martha?
No.
She might be still too grumpy to.
Martha still has a landline.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Never mind. Okay.
So she's grumpy, but do a review. Look into, start with your drugs. I always tell my agents, we've got 10 agents now, and I teach them. Start with every day. What do we deal with every day? We take our prescription drugs every day. Then go to what are the sometimes. That's your preventive benefit. And we go all the way to what I call hopefully never. And cover every day first, then work from there. And so make sure that if you're taking a drug, that it's not going to be on a drug plan that's going to get shifted on the tiers. If you're on Medicare Advantage, we've seen a lot of networks change. Make sure that I understand, hey, my current coverage has worked great. I'm really happy with it. But all of a sudden you find out, well, my doctor's not in network anymore. My favorite hospital's not in network. Take the time. Folks, it's an hour, unless you're talking to me because I'm wordy, it might be an hour and a half, but it's an hour to make sure that for the entire year, 2024, you're going to have the right coverage. Just take a little bit of time to do that. Again, ignore the TV commercials. It's hard to ignore them, I know. Ignore the phone calls.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Secretary of State Blinken met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the occupied West Bank Sunday, one day after meeting with Arab foreign ministers in Jordan. Abbas, who has had no authority in Gaza since Hamas took over in 2007, said the Palestinian Authority would only assume control of Gaza as part of a comprehensive political solution. Establishing an independent state that includes the West Bank and East Jerusalem, lands Israel seized in the 1967 war. The secretary also visited with the Iraqi prime minister and says they discussed recent militia drone attacks against U.S. forces in that country and measures to prevent other Middle Eastern countries from joining in the fight between Israel and Hamas.
We had a good, as I said, candid, important conversation. More broadly, we're working very hard to make sure that the conflict in Gaza does not escalate, does not spread to other places, whether it's here, whether it's elsewhere in the region. This is the very vital and urgent work of American diplomacy.
A little more noise from the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. presidential campaign.
Kennedy's decision to run as an independent is gaining support, according to the latest Quinnipiac poll. In a Biden-Trump matchup, the two candidates are virtually tied. If you expand the contest to include RFK Jr., the poll shows Biden leads Trump 36% to 33%, with Kennedy receiving 22% support. Among independent voters, Kennedy leads both Trump and Biden. With those numbers, RFK Jr. is poised to play a spoiler role. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP debate number 3 from Miami Wednesday. The stage will have fewer presidential wannabes because of the stricter requirements to participate. Former President Trump once again will not take part in the event. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
China may be aiding North Korea through a backdoor policy.
International authorities say there's growing evidence that shows Beijing is helping cash-strapped North Korea evade a range of international sanctions designed to hamper Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. China has long maintained it enforces the sanctions it has supported since North Korea started testing nuclear weapons and forcefully pushed back on any suggestions to the contrary. But there is evidence of China's help from Chinese middlemen laundering the proceeds of North Korean hackers' cyber heists while Chinese ships deliver sanctioned North Korean goods to Chinese ports. Keith Peters reporting.
Moldovans cast ballots in a nationwide local elections amid claims by authorities Russia's been conducting hybrid warfare to undermine the vote in the European Union candidate country. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal regulators say they will review the use of a chemical found in tires after a petition from Native American tribes say they want it banned because it kills salmon.
The tribes in California and Washington asked the Environmental Protection Agency to prohibit the rubber preservative 6-PPD, saying it kills fish, especially coho salmon, when rains wash it from roadways into rivers. Washington, Oregon, Vermont, Rhode Island, and Connecticut also wrote the EPA, citing the chemical's unreasonable threat to their waters and fisheries. The manufacturers are already looking for an alternative. 6-PPD has been used as a rubber preservative in tires for 60 years. As they wear, tiny particles of rubber are left behind on roads and parking lots. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend, and that means you can call us, 877-726-8255. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got podcasts all through the week. We got lots to talk about today, so we're going to try and cram in as much information as possible. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. That's our mission statement here on Intelligent Medicine. And we're also going to take your calls, 877-726-8255. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, 365. So we have some excellent recorded questions, and we're also looking for live callers. We have a couple lined up for you. And we're going to talk about things that can have an impact on your well-being. And let's start with this one. How a bad night's sleep could actually make you feel better, according to the latest research. Now, there's been a lot of emphasis on the importance of sleep for overall well-being, both mental and physical, and we're placing a lot of emphasis on that. But I think that has the effect of making people who have sleep problems feel worse about their lack of sleep. They develop sleep anxiety because they're not getting enough sleep. And it turns out that maybe, at least in certain instances for the short term, that a bad night's sleep can actually end up making you feel better. And this is actually a well-known notion in psychiatry, is that people, especially who are depressed, who sleep a lot, sometimes a way to rekindle healthy emotions in them is to restrict their sleep. And indeed, according to a scientific study, pulling an all-nighter can make you feel happy for days. The way that that works is that missing out on one night's sleep appears to rewire the brain to make you feel a little giddy. And I've noticed that that has happened because I frequently travel to Europe. And, yeah, usually those flights are overnight flights, and if you're lucky, you manage to get 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and then you're in a foreign airport with a different time zone. And I usually try to power through the day, even though I'm tired, and I feel somewhat exhilarated. Part of it is the anticipation of the trip, but part of it may be the sleep deprivation. It says in a summary of the study that having sleep deprivation increases how sexually aroused or aggressive people feel for a few hours, but may have a longer-term antidepressant effect that can last for days. What's up with that? Well, it's because of an increase in the feel-good hormone dopamine, which is also part of the brain's reward and motivation system. Also has to do with sexual response and aggressiveness. The lead researcher at Northwestern University said, "We found that sleep loss induces a potent antidepressant effect and rewires the brain." Now, lest you think that you can get that effect by reducing your sleep to, say, 4 or 5 hours per night, there's going to be diminishing returns. So it's sort of a Goldilocks effect. Not enough sleep, and you can end up anxious and depressed. That's a chronic effect. But short-term, one bad night's sleep could actually lead to elevating your mood. So if you're having a sleep problem, or if for some reason you can't snatch enough sleep, you're traveling, maybe you got to get up super early, or maybe you stayed up late the night before, and then the alarm clock rings, maybe, just maybe, that's not such a bad thing. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got a call from John in Connecticut. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have a Libre 2 meter, you know, mm-hmm. and whenever I take vitamin C, it throws the numbers off, and I see that they're coming up with new, like, smartphone constant glucose meter.
Yeah, the CGMs, the constant glucose monitors. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I guess my vitamin C is a 24-hour. How long does it take for that vitamin C to wear off to, like, get a 24 hours, I guess, right? I won't get a good reading if I take too much vitamin C. Over 500, it says, and I do.
Yeah, and by the way, I think that CGMs are a really great idea because it enables people to track their blood sugar virtually throughout the day and night. And it's much more accurate than just saying, okay, I'm going to take a finger stick now, I don't feel so good, or I want to see what happened after this meal, or, you know, I'm feeling a little lightheaded, maybe I've got hypoglycemia. This is not just for people who take insulin. This is, I think, a very, very instructive process, a teachable moment for people who, you know, just want to see what effects their diet, their exercise, their sleep have on their blood sugar. And so many people have, you know, without overt diabetes, they've got, you know, blood sugar problems. And this can be a really helpful awareness tool. You don't have to use it for years and years on end, but if you get a CGM and use it for a month or two, you can learn a lot about how different activities, your lifestyle, your diet affects your blood sugar. So, okay, so there is this interference factor with high intake of vitamin C and the readings that you get with a glucometer. And the way that it works is that it artificially raises your blood sugar. And I've seen this. This actually kind of took me back years ago when I was administering intravenous vitamin C, very high doses. We're not talking 500 milligrams. We're talking grams, sometimes as much as 50 grams. And then we would check people's blood sugar, and it would be astonishingly high. And I would say, well, this person doesn't have diabetes. What's going on? And it was the interference effect of the vitamin C. What they say in the manuals that tell you about the potential for interference with vitamin C when you're using a CGM is that doses under 500 milligrams don't really make that much difference. But if you're taking very high doses of vitamin C, that will make a difference. John, what have you noticed with your finger sticks? Have you noticed that just ordinary amounts of vitamin C will throw the numbers off?
I take higher amounts because I'm diabetic, and it does reduce my blood sugar.
Okay.
But it does do that, but it also brings it up too. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. So what you're saying is that it's good to take vitamin C when you're a diabetic. I agree. The requirements of vitamin C for diabetics are much higher, and I might recommend that you take smaller doses of vitamin C throughout the day so that you're under the threshold of 500 milligrams, and maybe time your checking of your blood sugar to be, you know, at least a couple of hours away from the vitamin C, because it doesn't take 24 hours. Vitamin C is metabolized very quickly within 6 hours in the body, and that's why it makes sense when you take vitamin C. Don't just take all your vitamin C in the morning and say, well, I took my vitamin C. Just take it throughout the day if you want continual benefits from vitamin C throughout the entire day. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your phone calls. We've got a lot more to share with you on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine, so stay tuned.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has strived to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Have you been thinking about your home as an investment this whole time? If it's just another bill for you, do it the right way. If you've been stressed about paying back the massive loan you took out for it, it's not certain you'll sell it for more than what you paid for it. Don't become mortgage poor. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. And if you can't call during the program, you can always call us and record a question. Just call 877-726-8255, and it'll prompt you to leave a message. And let's hear one of those.
I'm a 62-year-old female, and I'm taking bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, including estrogen, progesterone, pregnenolone, and testosterone. Recently, Dr. Mercola has stated that even bioidentical estrogen is harmful to one's health. Can you please comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of surprised that he would take that approach because bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is actually one of the most potent tools in our armamentarium of treating people with, I think, natural substances, because bioidentical implies that it's what the body makes. Now, I'm not saying that every woman at the time of menopause needs to go on hormone replacement therapy, but I actually looked up what Dr. Mercola has had to say on this subject. And I'm quoting here something that he wrote, I guess, a couple of years ago. Menopause is a very common condition in women. Duh. Okay. Whoever wrote this, I don't know. However, it's important to realize that menopause is not a disease condition that requires treatment, as many would have you believe. It's a natural and normal event in every woman's life that occurs when you stop having your period. Okay, so far so good. So, you know, he's all about natural treatments. He also writes, and this is kind of interesting, he says, "You may not realize this, but after finishing my medical residency training in the mid-80s, I was a paid speaker for the drug companies. I was actually paid to lecture physicians about estrogen replacement therapy because at the time I was convinced it was a great strategy for menopausal women since it was replacing their hormones." So, but then he goes on to say that he now prefers natural therapies. And I just have a feeling that because his website and his presence is very much associated with selling natural products, that he's come down on the side of using natural products instead of using prescription medications. And I think intelligent medicine calls for using the best of natural therapies and the best of high-tech medical interventions, even prescription meds. And hormones, of necessity, are prescription medications because there are certain circumstances where you can't use them. You know, he says, for example, get plenty of vitamin D, take omega-3 fatty acids, take, you know, plant, you know, isoflavones. And sometimes those do the trick. And, yeah, you know, maybe try a natural approach to menopause. I don't have a problem with that. But for many women, that's simply not enough. And so bioidentical hormones can be, and you seem to be on a very balanced program. You're not just taking the natural estrogen and the natural progesterone. You're taking pregnenolone, which I think is an important neurosteroid, especially for brain function, a little bit of testosterone, because it turns out that when you take just female hormones alone, it actually suppresses women's production of testosterone. So women may experience a drop in sex drive, reduced musculature, decreased mood, because their testosterone is being suppressed. So a little bit of testosterone, I think, is a good idea as part of a balanced bioidentical hormone replacement program. And I'll just point out, I have an article here that I was going to talk about today. Early oophorectomy, that means a hysterectomy where you take out your ovaries, may accelerate onset of chronic health problems. They did a study of women, and you know, this is kind of intuitively obvious. Women who've had to have a hysterectomy at, say, you know, 35 or 40 before menopause, they say that removal of both ovaries before menopause is associated with higher likelihood of chronic health conditions and worse physical function years later. They found that the women were fatter, had a tendency to accumulate more body fat. They also had increased risk for a variety of health problems, especially osteoporosis. So I am, you know, look, again, I agree. Menopause is not a disease. Not all women automatically have to go on hormone replacement therapy. But hormone replacement therapy is a very, very valuable tool. And as to the adverse effects, I think that they're kind of minimal. I really think that the hype over estrogen's effect in terms of promoting breast cancer, if you've had breast cancer, maybe not a good idea to take estrogen for a while. But in terms of the Women's Health Initiative study, when they reanalyzed that, it really wasn't the estrogen. It was the synthetic artificial progesterone that the women were getting that was increasing their risk of breast cancer. And now with natural bioidentical progesterone, I think that risk is minimal. I don't think that there's a real serious downside for most women in taking hormone replacement therapy. Unfortunately, a lot of women have been scared off of that. And I'm not entirely in line with Dr. Mercola's recommendations there. Okay, so with winter coming, and, you know, that's a line. Winter is coming. That's a line from GOT, Game of Thrones, right? And all the health issues that it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower, that's I-M-M, power, your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%. And it has the robust research to prove it. I've reviewed the research, and there's really a lot of very, very well-performed scientific papers that support its use in boosting immunity against infectious diseases and also in cancer. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily. Don't go a day without it. And I prescribe to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? So if you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information or to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. And special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners, use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com. For Empower, use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout. Okay, this item has to do with insulin. Insulin has a lot to do with the risk of diabetes. High levels of insulin are a hallmark of type 2 diabetes. This is the first study which shows that high insulin levels may be directly linked to pancreatic cancer and other cancers. We'll do a deeper dive on that subject when we return. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hey,
Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function. Cocoa flavanols share a similar mechanism with beetroot. They both boost nitric oxide. Nitric oxide increases artery flexibility, which improves circulation. A side-by-side comparison of 10 independent studies, 5 cocoa flavanols and 5 beetroot, suggests that cocoa flavanols increase artery flexibility by as much as 50% more than beetroot. Flavonatrol's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes too. That's flavonaturals.com. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Through Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Through Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And pancreatic cancer is one of the most challenging problems in the field of oncology, because it's hard to detect early. You know, we can do colonoscopies to detect colon cancer, and then when colon cancer is removed before they spread, it's a save. Same thing with pap smears for cervical cancer and preventive strategies for early detection of prostate cancer and breast cancer. But when it comes to pancreatic cancer, usually by the time that pancreatic cancer is discovered, it's too late. In fact, there's a dismal 5-year survival rate of less than 10% with pancreatic cancer. And it's a mystery why the rate of pancreatic cancer is increasing rather than decreasing in this country and throughout the world. And a new study appears to unlock the mystery of why pancreatic cancer is on the rise. High insulin levels are directly linked to pancreatic cancer. Now, when you're overweight, or when you're beginning to develop type 2 diabetes, even before you develop type 2 diabetes, your insulin levels surge. You develop what's called insulin resistance, which means the insulin is working hard to control your blood sugar, but eventually it fails, and then your blood sugar ends up high. But long before that, you may have high insulin levels, and that's usually associated with, you know, maybe slight overweight. You don't have to be morbidly obese to have high insulin levels. So what they are saying here, the study published in Cell Metabolism provides the first detailed explanation of why people with obesity and type 2 diabetes are at an increased risk for pancreatic cancer. The research demonstrates that excess insulin levels overstimulate cells within the pancreas that normally produce digestive juices. The digestive enzymes also come from your pancreas. That chronic overstimulation causes mutations in the pancreatic cells where inflammation is a trigger, and it converts these cells into precancerous cells. So they're saying here that these findings show that insulin supports the physiologic function of these cells in producing digestive enzymes. It kind of makes sense, because when you eat something, your insulin goes up, and when you eat something, you also need to produce more digestive enzymes to break down your foods. But when the insulin is too high, it over-revs these digestive enzyme-producing cells, fostering inflammation. You know, it's like when you push too hard down on the accelerator and your engine overheats. And thus, there's development of precancerous cells, which ultimately turn cancerous and produce metastases. Now, the researchers say that this is not seen only in pancreatic cancer, because there are other cancers where elevated insulin levels may play a contributing role, including breast cancer. You know, there's definitely an association between breast cancer and overweight, and the prognosis of women who've had breast cancer is improved when they go on a relatively low-carb diet. It's not so much animal protein and fat that are the triggers of these cancers, although excess amounts of anything can over-rev your pancreatic cells or produce changes in your breasts, but it's carbohydrates that appear to be a driver of this pandemic of excess insulin, which is producing diabetes, metabolic disorders, increased cardiovascular risk and stroke, but also certain cancers. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we're going to do a deep dive on the subject of CBD. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Have you been thinking about your home as an investment this whole time? If it's just another bill for you, do it the right way. If you've been stressed about paying back the massive loan you took out for it, it's not certain you'll sell it for more than what you paid for it. Don't become mortgage poor. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And now for a deep dive on one of my favorite subjects, CBD. We have with us Maggie Frank, who's national educator of CV Sciences, makers of Plus CBD oil, and you know, one of my favorite sponsors because I take their products and recommend them frequently to my patients. Welcome, Maggie. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can I frame this discussion by sharing with you a new study that just came out? It's reported on in Science Daily, and it's brief. I'll just share this with you. A new Northwestern Medicine study in mice has discovered that a key emotional brain center, the amygdala, which is responsible for fear and anxiety, releases endogenous cannabinoid molecules under stress. And these molecules dampen the incoming stress alarm from the hippocampus, which is the memory and emotion center in the brain. They say these results provide more support for the hypothesis that these endogenous cannabinoid molecules are a body's natural coping response to stress. So I figured that might be a good lead into your discussion about the endocannabinoid system and the benefits of CBD. So take it away.
So, well, I think that you brought in the perfect kind of segue into this conversation because, as you pointed out, our body does produce our own cannabinoids called endocannabinoids. Those endocannabinoids help keep us responding in a positive way to the stresses of change. And really what science keeps telling us is that the more adaptable our body is, the easier time it has adapting to that stress, the healthier we're going to be physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I don't know exactly about where you live, but from what I see in my travels, the modern American is having a very hard time adapting.
No stress here, Maggie, because I live in Manhattan, which is like very, very chill, relaxed.
Very calm.
Yeah.
No stress. Yes. Adapting is important. And the more stress you have in your environment, making sure that your body's ability to adapt to that stress is at the perfect possible place is helpful. And cannabinoids like CBD can help our endocannabinoid system work in a modern world that really is challenging it every single day.
Okay, so stress certainly an important element of the potential benefits of CBD and related compounds. Sleep, immunity, pain, and inflammation are part of the suite of benefits that you get from CBD and comparable compounds, right?
100%. Essentially, the endocannabinoid system, which is the system that phytocannabinoids like CBD supports, the endocannabinoid system regulates every area of our human physiology and pathology. So stress, sleep, pain, inflammation get a lot of the focus when we talk about products like Plus CBD, but we also see benefits to blood sugar regulation, to neurological support, to focus, to gut health. The benefits are pretty much endless.
Okay, so, and some people are concerned. For example, I had a retired police captain in my office, and he came with his son. And he's having some sleep problems, and I suggested that he take some CBD. And he was a little skeptical, you know, being a police captain. You know, he said, well, I'm not sure if I want to take that. And his son said, come on, I take it every day. His son's a little more with it. His son was, you know, guy, an adult son in his 30s. But people are concerned. You know, so, well, you know, it's like, what's going on with that? It's from the cannabis plant. I'm not sure I want to get into that. Can you reassure us that CBD is free of the harmful effects of pot?
Well, hemp products range in how much THC they have. THC is the psychoactive or the cannabinoid responsible for getting us high. If you are somebody who wants to avoid that phytocannabinoid, choosing a product like our traditional plus CBD wellness line, like our Daily Balance, which has
it's THC. The claim is that they really minimize the content of THC, which is actually the tiny amounts of CBD in hemp products, but they've really refined it so that it is mostly delivers CBD. Is that correct? The Daily Balance products?
Yes, the Daily Balance products. The amount of THC is so residual it could never create a psychoactive effect.
Okay.
But for somebody who is very cautious, we have a new line of products, which is actually a non-detectable or THC-free option,
okay,
which for somebody who is very sensitive to THC or just really wants to make sure they're avoiding it to the 100%.
Maybe someone in sports or law enforcement, you know, someone who gets
correct.
Tested. Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yes, somebody who just in the past has maybe used it and has found that it does not agree with their body's physiology.
Right. Well, okay, I want to do a really deep dive with you on this subject. I think we'll bring you back for the long form of our podcast where we can talk for as much as an hour about this. But can you run us through some of the options when people go to pluscbdoil.com in terms of the products? There's topicals, there's gummies. I take the Reserve Sleep gummies nightly. I also use the topicals for, you know, sports injuries and soreness. There's also a great product called the Relief product, which is really interesting because that's more directed to pain, right? And, you know, aches, bodily aches and pains. So maybe you can...
Pain and inflammation.
Yeah.
And that is my favorite product we make. One soft gel a day will keep a healthy person healthy from a pain and inflammation standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody who's in crisis and is dealing with migraines, menstrual cramps, slip discs, recovery issues, they can take 2 to 4 a day.
Okay.
And it works immediately to make somebody feel better. Within about 15 to 20 minutes, you truly get relief.
And I think it has some other ingredients like CBG, am I correct? And also PEA. So these are like companion ingredients that increase the anti-pain, anti-inflammation effects, right?
It has CBDA,
which
is the raw form of CBD. It works on COX-2 enzyme pathways, so really fast clamp down of pain and inflammation. And then it has 15 milligrams of CBD, support the endocannabinoid system. And then it has 175 milligrams of PEA, which helps in the immediate with pain and inflammation, but also in the recovery from injury and illness.
Okay, I include that in my daily regimen as well. So you really have like a wide range of products of different dosages. You know, people ask me, what do I start with? And you know, what's your advice? Because I think it's really different strokes for different folks. They react differently to some of the different dosages and different formulations, right?
100%. We are all very different when it comes to phytocannabinoids. I like the Relief because it's the most comprehensive product we make. I think that is a superfood plus multivitamin.
So in other words, it's like a general thing that you can take as a part of your daily regimen safely.
Oh,
and it may, yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that most Americans are dealing with some irregulations in how we manage inflammation because we're stressed out and our diet's not great and our minerals are deficient and all these reasons. I look at Relief as kind of like my get out of jail free card. It's covering those bases for me. I luckily sleep very well, but my husband doesn't, and our sleep products have been a great option for him. I have friends who are Calm products have allowed them.
That's a gummy, right? Calm gummies.
Gummy. And they work so fast to kind of take the edge off. We kind of have something for everybody. So my advice to people is to focus on the areas of well-being you're looking for improvement on. Pick a product accordingly and then start low in your milligram. Start with like a half of a serving size or one serving size and slowly increase paying attention to positive changes in your body. More is not better. So when you find happy, don't think that taking twice that amount will make you feel twice as good. We're simply giving the body just a little bit of support so that it can do its job more effectively.
On the other hand, I think your company has really pioneered in the safe and reliable manufacture of some of the highest dose CBD that's available. I think you now have 100 milligram CBD products available.
We do, and there are people who are going to need that. I find really high milligram responders are people who are looking at clinical data and they're trying to address a crisis situation. We often will see people also in that high milligram range whose bodies are really far out of balance. They are struggling with a lot of different pathologies. Maybe they've been utilizing recreational substances or a lot of pharmaceutical medication, and often they need higher milligram at least in the first few months to bring their body back to center.
What about the topicals? Because, I mean, there's some concern that do the topicals really get deep into the muscles and joints? Is that another way to deliver it? I mean, I do both. I take it internally, and I also apply it externally when I have a pain issue. What options do you have there?
So our skin, our muscles, our joints, they are all lined with cannabinoid receptor sites. So putting it topically allows a very quick and direct deposit of that phytocannabinoid-rich formula. And it helps with those local acute issues like backaches, knee pain, sore neck shoulders, that kind of stuff. But if you're looking to address gut inflammation or you're looking to address a neurological issue or to support your body's stress response, then you're going to want to take an ingestible product.
And the gut issue is actually very important, is I have a lot of patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease where they actually have ongoing serious inflammation in their GI tracts. And many of them say that they obtain relief from the oral formulations that, you know, will open up lower down in the gastrointestinal tract, reducing some of the inflammatory changes, also, you know, having an impact on their pain, discomfort, cramps, and so on.
100%. It definitely helps people who have those ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, IBS type of pathologies. And nothing works for every single person on the planet. But when people respond well to plus CBD products, they typically respond very, very well.
Okay, so we want to make a really special offer for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. We're so determined to have you try, because I think the proof is in the pudding. Really, you have to give these things a trial and find out if it works for you. So to learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And special offer, use coupon code Hoffman30, forget this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And so any other areas that you'd like to cover in the remaining minute?
Whoever you are, whatever your needs are, CD Sciences makes a safe and effective plus CBD product for your need. And I hope that you try them and you love them as much as I do.
Okay, so what if people say, well, I heard about this on, you know, Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Hoffman likes this stuff, and, you know, I'll just go, there's like a smoke shop that has something over the counter, or, you know, you can even buy this stuff in gas stations, you know, 7-Elevens. What's the problem with the CBD marketplace these days?
They are not all the same. When they run tests and they analyze various products available in the marketplace today across health food store, online retailers, smoke shops, gas stations, what we find is there's huge inconsistencies. Often the product doesn't have the CBD it promises. More often it's contaminated with things that you would never want in your body. CBD Sciences guarantees that our products are not only effective, but are extremely safe.
Okay, and that's why I like your products, because you guys do a lot of research. You do your due diligence. It's a large, responsible company. So use coupon code Hoffman30 at pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman to make your entry into the CBD universe. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. With winter coming, and all the health issues it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's re-election bid facing a political dilemma with the Israel-Hamas war.
Michigan Democrats have warned the White House that the president's response to the war could put his re-election campaign in jeopardy. The state holds the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the nation, and many in the community are upset with Mr. Biden's failure to support a ceasefire. Meanwhile, South Florida's Jewish community applauds the president's strong support of the Israeli offensive against Gaza. How Jewish voters perceive his handling of the Israel-Hamas war will be critical in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Blinken traveled to Ramallah in the West Bank for a previously unannounced meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Blinken later flew to Baghdad for talks with Iraqi Prime Minister Shia al-Sudani. And on Saturday, Blinken met with Arab foreign ministers in Jordan after holding talks with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday, with Netanyahu insisting there could be no temporary ceasefire until all the hostages held by Hamas are released. At Saturday's Florida Freedom Summit, former President Trump says he plans to beat rival Ron DeSantis with the help of Florida lawmakers like Senator Rick Scott, who threw his endorsement behind him.
I'm very grateful to receive the endorsements of seven additional Florida legislators.
GOP debate number 3 from Miami Wednesday. The stage will have fewer presidential wannabes because of stricter requirements to participate. Mr. Trump will once again not be part of the event. The Russian military says a Ukrainian missile strike on a shipyard in annexed Crimea has damaged a Russian ship. No official word on casualties. And Turkish police fired tear gas and water cannons Sunday to disperse a pro-Palestinian rally staged outside a military base housing U.S. forces. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Government reports put striking numbers on America's problem with waste food.
1/3 of the food produced in the U.S. is never eaten, and 58% of methane emitted from U.S. landfills comes from decomposing food. The EPA says these reports represent an important step in defining the problem, but the U.S. is still a long way off from its goal of cutting food waste by half by 2030. That's a benchmark that will require a significant shift in mindset from producers and consumers alike. John Scott reporting.
A water fight in New Mexico, the state's top prosecutor going after landowners who he says are illegally and unconstitutionally depriving the public of access to the Pecos River. It's the first case to be brought since the state Supreme Court in 2022 settled a long simmering dispute over whether boaters and anglers had a right to access streams and rivers that cross private property. More at townhall.com. Russia successfully test-launched an intercontinental ballistic missile designed to carry nuclear warheads from a new submarine.
The report comes as tensions are soaring between Russia and the West over the fighting in Ukraine. Adding to the tensions, President Vladimir Putin last week signed a bill revoking the Kremlin's ratification of a global nuclear test ban, in a move that Moscow says was needed to establish parity with the United States. In the meantime, the Defense Ministry says this test was conducted in Russia's northern White Sea and hit a target in the far eastern region of Kamchatka. Jason Walker reporting.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese struck an optimistic tone ahead of his meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. He's calling for cooperation, while emphasizing the two countries will continue, though, to still have differences. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Have you been thinking about your home as an investment this whole time? If it's just another bill for you, do it the right way. If you've been stressed about paying back the massive loan you took out for it, it's not certain you'll sell it for more than what you paid for it. Don't become mortgage poor.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first this time around, a Halloween episode of Our Miss Brooks. And then after Eve Arden, the next talented lady you'll hear will be Alice Faye, a former big screen musical singing star who, along with her longtime husband Phil Harris, headed up their very own radio comedy series, supported by some equally talented folks, including Walter Tetley and Elliot Lewis. Ah, but that comes later, because right now it's a trip to Madison High School. In addition to Eve Arden as Connie, you'll hear Jane Morgan as her landlady, Mrs. Davis, Richard Crenna as Walter Denton, Gloria McMillan as Harriet, Gail Gordon as Principal Conklin, and Jeff Chandler as Mr. Boynton. Planning a Halloween party. This is from October 30th, 1949.
Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth and help stop tooth decay, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. Time once again for another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks, written by Al Lewis. Well, many of us find it extremely difficult to get up early every morning, but Our Miss Brooks, who teaches English at Madison High School, has been doing it for years.
Yes, and I've learned one thing about early rising that's helped me immeasurably. Once I jump out of bed, close the window, and do my setting up exercises, there's only one more thing I want to do, and that's to get right back in bed again. Last Friday morning, though, I was up and almost dressed by the time my landlady knocked on the door.
Time to get up, Connie.
I am up, Mrs. Davis. Come on in. I'm trying to get to school early so I can chat with Mr. Boynton for a few minutes before our first class.
Is Mr. Boynton still as unapproachable as ever, Connie?
I guess so, Mrs. Davis. But you know something? During this past week, I've gotten closer to him than ever before.
Really, dear? How did you do that?
I've been wearing my sneakers to school. I hope I've got time for breakfast before Walter Denton comes to pick me up. There's something he wants to talk to me about before school starts.
Well, he can talk to you at breakfast, Connie. My goodness, you've got to keep your strength up some way. We both know you don't get enough sleep.
Well, I didn't last night. Minerva slept in here with me, and she was very restless.
I don't know what's the matter with that cat lately. Between you and me, Connie, I think she's got something.
Between you and me, I think she's got several.
Maybe it's a mistake to let her get so friendly with the collie next door. They play together all the time, you know.
Oh, so that's the source. Minerva had me up half the night with her pounding.
That's just her tail beating on the floor while she's hunting.
Well, I don't mind her tail thumping so much, but every time she catches something with one paw, she applauds with the other three.
Suppose we join Minerva in the breakfast nook. I've just given her some milk.
Fine, I'll have a saucer full, too.
Sit right down, dear. I'll boil you a couple of eggs.
Just one egg will be plenty, Mrs. Davis.
Well, I... Oh, Walter... That must be Walter Denton now.
Just six eggs will be plenty, Mrs. Davis. The door isn't locked. Come in, Walter.
Ah, hiya, Miss Brooks. Mrs. Davis.
Hello, Walter.
How do you want your eggs, Walter?
Quickly, please.
Have any breakfast yet?
Oh, sure, but it's 7:30 almost, and we eat an awful early breakfast at my place.
How early?
6:45.
I don't know how you're still standing up.
I'll whip up an omelette for all of us.
Miss Brooks, I'd like to ask you about something.
What's that, Walter?
Well, as you know, Halloween is usually celebrated tomorrow night, Saturday. But Harriet Conklin's going up to her folks' bungalow at Crystal Lake for the weekend, so we wondered if it would be all right with you if we celebrated the holiday tonight.
Well, why come to me? Shouldn't you contact the Goblins Union?
We wanted to sort of have a little party. You know, Harriet, my pal Stretch Snodgrass, and I, and we were planning on inviting you, too.
Oh? Where were you planning on holding this party, Walter?
At your place.
How nice of you to invite me along. But I'm afraid we couldn't have any Halloween parties here, Walter. After all, I don't own this cottage. I just rent a room from Mrs. Davis.
Oh, we've already got her permission. She's going to the movies tonight. Harriet asked her on the phone yesterday. It's just up to you, Miss Brooks.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not interested in Halloween parties, Walter. I've got quite a bit of work to catch up on, and tonight looks like an ideal time to do it. Sorry, but you'll have to hold your party someplace else.
Gee, Miss Brooks, Harriet and Stretch will be awfully disappointed. And so will Mr. Boynton.
Mr. Boynton?
Yeah. I was talking to him yesterday, and he was saying what swell fun he always thought Halloween was when he was a kid. And then we invited him to the party, too. And he accepted. And now there's no place to have the party.
What's wrong with having the party right here?
Hello, principal's office. Osgood Conklin himself speaking.
Hello, Osgood. It's me, Martha.
We've been married 18 years, woman. I know your name.
to be so testy. Do you realize that you left home this morning without even saying goodbye?
Well, that's easily remedied. Goodbye.
Wait, Osgood. I just called to remind you about your doctor's appointment this morning. He said he wanted to see you before we go to Crystal Lake tomorrow.
I am well aware of that fact. I've had plenty of time to think about it during the sleepless hours I spent listening to your dog thumping his tail at the foot of our bed all night.
But Prince was so lonesome, dear. After all, we've got each other. He's all alone.
Well, he wasn't alone last night. I never heard such scratching in all my born days. What's he got, anyway?
But he can't possibly have anything, dear. You know he doesn't play with other dogs. In fact, he would have died of loneliness last week if I hadn't taken him over to Mrs. Davis's to play with her cat, Minerva.
Well, you've got to keep him away from me. My blood pressure is higher than it's been in years. To make my morning complete, when I bent down to tie my shoelaces, my glasses fell off.
Did they break?
Not until I straightened up and stepped on them.
Well, darling, in a couple of days in Crystal Lake, that will make a new man of you. Now go down to the doctor's and get a nice sedative to take with you.
Very well, Martha. It's a good thing I have an extra pair of glasses with me, or I couldn't find my way to the door.
Now, whatever you do, Osgood, don't break those.
Thank you, my dear. I think that's sterling advice. Goodbye. It's later than I thought. I'd better hurry.
So you see, Walter, if we all meet in the cafeteria at lunchtime, we can make the plans for... Oh!
Do it! Miss Brooks, I presume.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Conklin. I didn't see you coming. Oh, dear, I seem to have broken your glasses. Do you have another pair?
No, Miss Brooks, I haven't. But perhaps I could get you a long stick and let you smash the windows in my office!
You seem to be in quite a hurry, Mr. Conklin. Could I maybe take you somewhere?
Who is speaking?
It's me, Walter Denton. Your daughter Harriet's dreamboat.
My daughter Harriet's... I'll talk to you later, Miss Brooks. Denton, pick up that shattered glass.
Yes, sir. Well, what should I do with it, Mr. Conklin?
Eat it, you lame brain dunce!
Gosh, Mr. Conklin's sure in a bad mood today. He looks pretty purple, doesn't he?
Even for him. He certainly is excitable.
Hi, Walter. Oh, hello, Miss Brooks.
Hi.
Hello, Harriet.
Did you run into Daddy yet this morning?
It's in the hands of the insurance company now.
His temper's pretty miserable today.
Yes, I know. Poor Daddy, he's been depressed all week long. I don't know what it is. We all try to please him.
What he needs is some recreation and diversion. Say, I have an idea.
What is it, Miss Brooks?
Well, instead of my place tonight, why don't we have our Halloween party at your house, Harriet? That way we could surprise your father and cheer him up a little bit.
Wonderful.
Miss Brooks, you've done it again.
We're right in the middle of the Halloween party from Our Miss Brooks. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
And now let's get back to Our Miss Brooks on When Radio Was.
Anxious as I was to get back into Mr. Conklin's good graces, I determined to make the Halloween party Friday night a roaring success. I had asked the kids to meet me in the school cafeteria at lunchtime, and the first one to show up was Madison's star athlete, Stretch Snodgrass. Although a whiz on the football field, Stretch's outstanding scholastic achievement occurred during a test last week when he spelled his name correctly. I was having a cup of coffee when he approached my table.
Here I am, Miss Brooks. Mind if I sit down?
Not at all, Stretch, but wouldn't you like to bring some food over before we discuss the party?
Oh, no, ma'am. I already ate.
Please, Stretch. I've already eaten.
Oh, good. Then we can get right down to business. Walter said he thought we all ought to masquerade as something tonight.
That's a fine idea, Stretch. You could come as a student.
I got my outfit all set, Miss Brooks. I got some chaps home and spurs and two six-shooters that shoot real blanks. I'm coming as Hopalong Cassidy. That is, if nobody minds.
Why should anybody mind, unless Roy Rogers shows up?
What are you going to masquerade as, Miss Brooks?
Oh, I haven't made up my mind yet, Stretch. Of course, every good Halloween party should have a witch. Yes, I might come as a witch.
Perfect.
Don't sound so enthusiastic. Pretty short notice to get a costume made, and I may not...
Why go to all that trouble? Why don't you just wear what you got on?
Big as he is, I'll have to slug him. Now, look, Stretch,
Hi, Miss Brooks, Stretch. Well, things are sure shaping up. Look at these swell noisemakers I bought this morning.
When did you find time to get all this junk, Walter?
I sneak out of one of my morning classes.
Walter, you didn't.
Well, it was important, Miss Brooks. Besides, there's no harm done. Nobody even noticed I was gone.
That's what I like, a nice observant teacher.
Oh, it wasn't the teacher's fault. You were facing the blackboard at the time. Hey, look at this horn. It's got a siren in the mouthpiece. Listen.
Please, Walter, you're in the cafeteria.
So what?
One more blast like that, the beef stew will pull over to the right. Now tell me, how are you going to the masquerade?
I got a terrific idea, Miss Brooks. I'm just going to put on an old sheet. Do you think Mr. Conklin will get a kick out of me as a ghost?
If he thought it was on the level, it would add 10 years to his life.
What are you coming as, Miss Brooks?
Oh, I haven't quite decided yet. Any suggestions?
Oh, just one. I don't want you to think I'm being fresh or anything, but Well, this is going to be a Halloween party, and, well, I'd be glad to furnish you with a broom.
I guess I'm a natural for it.
Look who's coming over.
Oh, it's Mr. Boynton. Hello, Mr. Boynton.
Hello, Walter.
Hello, Mr. Boynton.
Hello, Stretch. Hello, Miss Brooks.
Hello, Mr. Boynton. Goodbye, Walter. Goodbye, Stretch.
We ain't going nowhere.
Stretch. Don't you know the old expression, two's company, three's a crowd?
Well, sure I do. But there's four of us.
Come on, Stretch. We got to help Harriet figure out a costume for tonight. See you later, folks.
Yeah, see you later, folks.
So long, boys. Well, Miss Brooks, I think it's a splendid idea you're giving this little surprise party for our principal tonight. It should do him a world of good.
It should do us a world of good, too, if he brightens up a bit. What kind of an outfit do you think you'll wear, Mr. Boynton?
Well, I've got a skeleton costume home that I used to have quite a bit of fun with in my college days. It's just a black, tight-fitting garment with a bunch of bones hanging on it.
Bones?
Yes, they're treated with a phosphorescent paint that makes them glow in the dark. It's quite a startling effect, the more so since I gathered the bones when I was an anatomy student.
From anyone I know?
I don't mean to dwell on it, Miss Brooks, but I find bones a rather fascinating subject, don't you?
That depends on what they're wrapped up in.
Yes. How are you masquerading tonight?
Oh, I don't know. If you're coming as a skeleton, maybe I'll come as a bottle of vitamins. I'm really a little stumped, Mr. Boynton. What do you think I should be?
Well, the two most popular figures associated with Halloween are a black cat and a witch.
And I'm much too tall for a cat. Walter! Oh, Walter!
Yes, Miss Brooks?
Get a lube job on that broom, boy. Constance Brooks rides tonight.
I'm glad we're going away in the morning, Martha. Dr. Benson told me I'm very close to the breaking point.
Yes. Of course, Oscar.
Don't shout so. He said that some of my trouble was caused by my blood pressure, but that part of it was due to an overactive imagination. He wants me to be calm, relax more. I'd like to see him relax with that recurring dream I've had.
You mean the one where the ghost visits you at night?
Yes. Only the last couple of times it's gotten worse. Instead of a plain ghost, I've been getting one with Walter Denton's head on it.
Really, Osgood, I just don't know what you've got against that poor boy. Harriet's very fond of him.
Then she should see a doctor, too. Where is she, Martha?
Well, she's in her room, dear, getting dressed. She said something about a party tonight.
Parties? It's all kids nowadays think about. Well, there won't be any parties at Crystal Lake. There won't be any nightmares, either. Why, Martha, do you realize that while I was sitting in the doctor's office today, I saw a bulldog by his desk?
A bulldog?
It was the shadow of his umbrella stand. But I almost jumped out of my skin before he explained it.
Well, things like that happen to people every day, Osgood.
Not to me, they don't. At least they'd better not. How do you think the Board of Education would like it if they thought one of their principals went around seeing bulldogs?
Just don't mention it to anyone, darling. Now I'm going to get you a glass of warm milk, and you stay right comfy in your chair till I get back.
You're very well. Dead. That thing looked like a bulldog. Martha's right, though. I'd better not mention it to a soul. Now, who in the world can that be? Coming!
Good evening, Mr. Conklin. May I come in?
There's no tactful way I can refuse you admission. Come in, Miss Brooks.
Have the others arrived yet?
Others? What others?
You'll see when they get here. Is Harriet at home?
Yes, yes. She's putting on her party dress.
Oh, then you know about it. It should do you a lot of good, Mr. Conklin. There's nothing like a house full of people to get your mind off yourself.
A house full of... Miss Brooks, is this party to be given in this house?
Of course.
I see. Then if you'll excuse me, I'll just take my hat and coat and beat an orderly retreat.
But, Mr. Conklin...
My doctor has forbidden any excitement whatsoever.
Your doctor? This is a fine time to tell me. I mean, I didn't know you were in such bad shape, Mr. Conklin.
I am on the verge of a nervous collapse, Miss Brooks. But I don't want to spoil everybody's fun. I'll just leave quietly.
Leave? But, Mr. Conklin, where'll you go?
What's the difference where I go? I'll just wander around the park like a homeless gypsy.
You can't do that. You wouldn't look good in earrings. I mean, you're not a well man, Mr. Conklin. Look, Mrs. Davis is going to the movies tonight. Now, why don't you let me drive you over to our place until I can eliminate the horde of guests who are coming here. You'll love it over there, Mr. Conklin. You'll be able to relax completely.
If it will stave off my breakdown, Miss Brooks, it's the least I can do for my family.
Miss Brooks left right after dinner, Mr. Boynton. I guess she forgot to buy a few items for the party tonight. I'm sure she'll be right back.
Fine.
Swell. This way our surprise will work out even better.
Surprise?
Yes, ma'am. We thought we'd try out some of our Halloween tricks on Miss Brooks before we go over to Mr. Conklin's house.
That's a wonderful idea.
I hope I didn't scare you in my ghost outfit.
No, I thought you were the laundry man.
How do you like my costume, Mrs. Davis?
My, you've lost weight, haven't you?
This is a skeleton suit in honor of Halloween.
Isn't that terrifying? And who's this cowboy with you?
I'm Hopalong Cassidy, Mrs. Davis, but I'm really Stretch Snodgrass.
I'd never have known. Well, if you'll all go into the house, I'm sure Miss Brooks will be delighted to see you. I've got to get down to the theater now.
Oh, what movie are you seeing tonight, Mrs. Davis?
Jolson Sings Again, Again.
Again, again?
I saw it last week also. Have a nice time, children.
What should I do with this bucket of water we're ducking for apples in, Waller?
Oh, just put it down by the piano, Stretch. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. Before Miss Brooks comes back, let's all hide somewhere so we can really surprise her.
Good idea, Walter. Now, why don't you get behind that couch? Stretch, you hide behind the kitchen door, and I'll get into the hall closet.
Great. Then we'll all come out when I blow this whistle. Okay?
Gotcha, Walter. Hey, look, out the window. Miss Brooks is coming up the walk, and she's got Mr. Conklin with her.
Mr. Conklin? Oh, she probably wanted to get him out of the way while we were getting things ready at his place.
So much the better. We'll surprise both of them at the same time. Now, first I'll put the lights out. Quick, let's get out of sight.
Well, here we are, Mr. Conklin. I guess Mrs. Davis has left for the movies. The lights are all out.
Well, it does seem quite deserted in here.
I'll turn on this hall light so you can see to hang your things up in the closet. I'll turn some lights on in the living room while you put your hat and coat away.
Thank you, Miss Brooks.
What? Miss Brooks! Miss Brooks!
What is it, Mr. Conklin? What's the trouble?
Your closet in the hall. What do you keep in there?
Just my coat, Mr. Conklin.
I see. Tell me, Miss Brooks, is it a long black coat with luminous bones?
Luminous bones? Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, please wait right here, Mr. Conklin. I'll investigate.
Oh, it's me, Miss Brooks. You should have seen Mr. Conklin's face when
Get behind those other coats immediately, Mr. Boynton.
But, Miss Brooks...
I can't explain now, but don't you dare come out of there until you get a signal.
Well, Miss Brooks... What did you see?
See? I didn't see anything, Mr. Conklin. It must have been your imagination.
My imagination? Then the doctor was right.
Is that, Mr. Conklin?
I'd rather not talk about it, Miss Brooks. If I could just lie down somewhere.
Oh, of course, Mr. Conklin. Just stretch out on this couch. I'll go get another cushion for you.
All right. That's better.
Ooh.
I must be quite a sick man. If I weren't sick, I wouldn't be moaning like this. On the other hand, it's better than trying... What am I saying? I'm not the one who's moaning.
I've returned. I've come back.
Who's that? Where are you?
Look behind you. Behind the cow.
Behind the... Ah, no!
Are you all right? What happened?
Miss Brooks, how long have I been asleep?
Asleep?
Yeah.
You just hit the couch, Mr. Conklin. Which reminds me, maybe you'd better see a good psychiatrist. This screaming of yours can lead to something dangerous.
Just do me a favor, Miss Brooks. Look behind that couch.
Certainly, sir, if it'll make you feel any better. But I assure you, there's absolutely nothing behind this couch. I'm sorry if I startled you, Mr. Conklin, but my cat Minerva's back here.
With a sheet?
She was making her bed. Stay out of sight, Minerva. There's a good gurga boy. A girl.
If you don't mind, Miss Brooks, I'd like to take a couple of pills my doctor prescribed. May I have some water, please?
Certainly, sir. If you've got an extra pill or two, I'll be happy to join you. Just sit right here, Miss Conklin. I'll go into the kitchen and get some water. Now, on second thought, you'd better come with me. I don't want you to get nervous again.
Yes, I think you're right, Miss Brooks. Doesn't do for me to be alone lately.
Now, where's that light switch?
Well, dog might catch if it ain't roundup time.
Was that?
What was what?
Miss Brooks, do you mean to tell me I've actually taken leave of my senses?
Oh, it isn't a real leave, Mr. Conklin. You're just on a weekend pass. Oh, lots of people get temporary hallucinations. Maybe we'd better go back to your house.
Yes, yes, at a time like this, I suppose I should be near my loved one.
Happy Halloween, Mr. Conklin! Look, it's me!
Denton, when did you... How did you... What's this?
It's just my coat coming over. Get back to the closet.
It's me, Mr. Conklin. I'm a skeleton, see?
Look at me, Mr. Conklin. I'm Hopalong Cassidy, and I'll plug the first hombre that makes a move.
Snodgrass, I'll...
Oh, stop that!
I must control myself.
What's wrong, Mr. Conklin? You don't seem to be enjoying yourself.
Yeah, you act all jumpy and funny. Gosh, Miss Brooks went to a lot of trouble to get this thing organized.
Walter, please.
Oh, Miss Brooks organized it, did she?
Sure, she planned the whole thing.
She deserves every bit of credit.
Well, she's certainly going to get it. Miss Brooks, I want to... Miss Brooks, get your head out of that bucket. This is no time to be ducking for apples.
Who's ducking for apples? I'm trying to drown myself. Well, Mr. Conklin was so glad to find out that the things he thought had been happening to him had been happening to him that he excused us all and hurried home. Shortly afterwards, I excused Walter and Stretch, which left just Mr. Boynton, the parlor sofa, and me.
Well, here we are, Miss Brooks. You know, with that lamplight shining on your hair, you're absolutely, well...
Yes, Mr. Boynton?
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo, folks!
What's that?
Look, at the window. It's Mrs. Davis with a pumpkin head.
Just what I needed.
Happy Halloween, Connie. Trick or treat.
I've got a trick, Mrs. Davis. Here's 60 cents. Treat yourself to Jolson Sings Again, Again, Again.
Next week, tune into another Our Miss Brooks show brought to you by Luster Clean Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair and Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth and help stop tooth decay. Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, is produced by Larry Burns, directed by Al Lewis, with music by Wilbur Hatch.
A Halloween episode of Our Miss Brooks from October 30th, 1949. Hard to believe that whiny adolescent voice used by Richard Crenna for the role of Walter came from an actor who later had so many memorable film roles as an adult. That same Richard Crenna was tremendous in the 1967 suspense thriller Wait Until Dark, working alongside Steve McQueen in the war theme motion picture The Sand Pebbles, and even later playing Sylvester Stallone's commanding officer in the first three Rambo movies. Crenna also had quality roles in 1981's Body Heat and 1984's The Flamingo Kid. And to think it all began with that whiny voice as Walter. I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on When Radio Was, the comedies continue. It's the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program right after this.
Do you like a good scare?
It begins, simply, with a voice telling any who will listen a tale of the uncanny.
Radio Spirits and producer-director Jim French bring you an 8-CD collection of spine-tingling stories.
A pale hand stretched out between the gap. Too long to be a child's arm. Too long and withered and waxen. And then it spoke my name.
We invite you to consider Radio Spirit's suspenseful 17-episode set, Imagination Theater in Dark Places.
You have kept me for a long time, peering in from the darkness, waiting just beyond the veil that separates our different worlds. I have waited for you to seize the chance and throw back the veil, to face me and all that you fear. Now, you must witness things from my perspective. Now you're ready to find out what else we have waiting in the darkness.
An unknown power has caused Imagination Theater in Dark Places to suddenly drop in price. Yes, go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77 to save 50% off the regular price. Now it will only cost you $15.98 and a good night's sleep.
These most rational men would draw their curtains tightly against the night and instill in their children the knowledge that something does exist beyond their own little pools of light.
Summon your own half-price copy of Imagination Theater in Dark Places today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you run a small business, you should know not all months are created equal. In your small business, you have seasonality, meaning the natural ebbs and flows of your customers and your sales. Some months might be great, and some months are not great, and they may be affected by the season. The classic example is an ice cream store isn't that busy in the winter compared to when it's hot in the summer. You need to know your seasonality so you can plan your revenue, your cash flow, and your expenses. That way, you won't be spending a ton of money in a month that you know is going to have low revenue. Compute your seasonality and your cash flow will improve.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and Phil and Alice. This one, though, centers around their oldest daughter. It seems little Alice is going on a date, and as you can imagine, Pops is none too pleased. Alice is voiced by Jeanine Roos, and this is from October 9th, 1953.
For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, transcribed, written by Ed James and Phil Shukin, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, John Hubbard, Jeanine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Tonight's frantic little fantasy is entitled Little Alice's First Date, or I Don't Want to Be a Lonesome Banana, I'll Just Hang Around with the Bunch. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Bill Harris. Bill Harris and Alice Faye are known as Phil Harris and Alice Faye. In private life, however, they are known as Mr. and Mrs. Alice Faye. They have two daughters, little Alice and little Phyllis. But time doing what time does, they're not quite so little as Phil would like to think. Phil thinks?
Harris, you are divine. You are sublime, you're a sensation. And you are all mine, you're such a doll.
Bless you, Phil.
Honey, if it ain't me, how dare I be so handsome? Oh, sewing something, huh?
No. Just running a needle in and out of Alice's coat to improve the ventilation.
Oh, that really helps, huh?
Every time.
Well, then what's the rush? Why don't you do it tomorrow?
Well, it happens that Alice is going to a dance tonight with a date.
Honey, I got news for you. No baby daughter of mine is going to no dance with no date. Not as long as I got anything to do with it.
And I've got news for you, Mr. Van Winkle. A 14-year-old girl is not a baby.
14? But it seems like only yesterday I was putting her in her playpen.
It was, and she's getting pretty tired of it.
I just can't believe it. In only 14 years, how could she get to be 14 years old?
She doesn't count the way you do. Telling people you're 25.
I don't tell people I'm 25. I tell them that Alice is 14 and I was a father at 11. And they figure the rest out for themselves.
Well, you can't be a juvenile all your life. Even Mickey Rooney grew up.
Yeah, but not all the way.
Hey, Mom, you know who is ready.
All right, dear.
And here she comes now.
People.
Holy jumping catfish.
Phil, that's your own daughter.
My own? Hey, that's Alice. Phyllis, pull down all them shades.
What's the matter, Pop?
Some of the guys from the band might be outside and she can't run in them high-heeled shoes. Pull down them shades.
Phil, come
How do you like my strapless evening gown, Dad? Isn't it cool?
Why shouldn't it be? There ain't enough of it to keep it.
That isn't what she means, Pop. She means it's real gone.
Yeah, and if you ask me, it's too far gone. Now put some of it back on.
You don't like the way I look.
Yes, I do, Alice. Honestly, I do. Well, I ain't seen this much of you since you had your first baby picture taken.
She's no different from all the other girls. And this is a coming out party.
She's coming out, all right. Looks like she's getting squeezed out of a tube of toothpaste. And what's more... Wait a minute. Hold it, Clyde.
Now what's the matter?
Her lip. She's bleeding.
Oh, will you stop carrying on? That's lipstick.
Lipstick? My baby daughter is wearing lipstick? Looks like you put it on with a trowel.
Mother, he's here.
And furthermore,
easy,
I'm not...
Father, easy. Let's not get our little brain in a tizzy.
Look, honey,
we'll talk about it later. Be a good boy and let Sniffy in.
Why do I have to... Who?
Sniffy.
Oh, Pop, he's wonderful.
You call him Sniffy?
We won't call him anything if you don't let him in. Now, come on, fellas, come on. Come on, let's finish putting the finished touches on Alice, huh?
Oh, Mother, I'm so excited. Oh, he's a doll.
Oh, mush.
Stay tuned for more of Phil Harris and Alice Faye right after this short break.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burnt chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive through Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And now back to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye show on When Radio Was.
Sniffy. Oh, there's a classy name. All right, I'm coming. A date already. First thing you know, I'm going to have gray hair. Or no hair. I'll be a grandfather. Old crawdad. Hiya, curly old kid.
Who you calling old?
What's the matter? Something go wrong, Dad?
And don't call me Dad.
Okay.
You got a lot of nerve coming in here making cracks about how old I am. You ain't no spring chicken yourself, Clyde.
Wait a minute. Let's start this thing all over again. Hi, Curly. How's tricks?
Oh, come in and shut the door, will you?
Beautiful night, ain't it? Not that I care one way or the other, but it seemed like a reasonable way to open the conversation.
All right, Ellie, don't open no conversations. I'm full of problems. I got a lot of problems.
Bad, huh?
Oh, it's Alice, my little daughter. She's growing up. First thing you know, she'll get married. She'll be a mother. A grandmother. She'll be older than I am.
What are you
talking about, Curly?
Little Alice. She's going out with a guy.
Oh. I see what you mean.
What do you mean you see what I mean? What's wrong with her going out with a guy?
Well, I remember the first time I went out with a girl. And if I was you, I wouldn't let her.
Look, Elliot, you may not know about these things like this, but there are some kids who don't go around peddling hot hubcaps. And there's some young men that respect American womanhood.
How about the first time you went out with a girl, Curly?
I'll kill him.
All right, wait a minute, Curly. Hold it. Now, let's figure this thing out. What do you know about this kid? Where's he taking her?
Just to a school dance. The place will be loaded with chaperones.
Uh-huh. How much can a loaded chaperone watch? How old is he?
I don't know.
15? 20? 25?
I'll tell you, I don't know. He's just a kid that...
What do you mean, 25?
He's in the ninth grade with Alice.
Well, I was 25. I was in the sixth grade.
Yeah, and at the rate you were going, you would have gotten out when you were 50.
See what I mean?
Oh, Elliot, what am I going to do?
About what?
About Alice. I can't let her go out with a man 50 years old.
You know, it's a good thing I showed up, Curly. You got to watch these things. You suppose his wife knows about it?
Whose wife?
The kid's.
He's got a wife?
Curly, you don't think you got to be 50 years old without a wife and kids, do you?
The kid's got kids?
You know, this gets worse all the time.
Look, Elliot, you gotta help me.
You know me, Curly. My right arm up to there.
Okay, but now we gotta be clever about this.
You bet.
Real clever.
Diabolical.
You know something? We'll be so clever that this guy'll never know what happened.
Right.
Now, there's only one other thing I've got to figure out.
What's that, Curl?
How do we do it?
That's the problem. Maybe...
I got it. We'll take him in the garage.
And stuff him inside of a tire.
No! We'll work on him.
With sledgehammers.
No, Elliot, no. We'll question him, that's all. We'll find out all about him.
Hold it, Curly.
What?
There's a guy coming up the front walk.
Let me see.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. That's him, Sniffy.
Pardon me?
That's the guy, Sniffy.
He's a clever devil, ain't he? 50 years old and made up to look like a kid of 15.
Hell. Now, look, Elliot.
Yes?
Go outside and grab him.
Right.
And, Elliot.
Yeah?
I'll meet you in the garage in 2 minutes. I got to get in the mood.
Right.
The first half of Phil Harris and Alice Faye from October 9th, 1953. We will find out how Elliot and Phil get to know poor Sniffy at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Richard Crenna as high schooler Walter Denton in Our Miss Brooks. And I detailed some of his later film work, including playing Sylvester Stallone's commanding officer in the first three Rambo movies. Well, my question this time is about Crenna's television career. In addition to also working on TV's Our Miss Brooks, plus the late 50s, early 60s comedy The Real McCoys, Crenna starred in an early 1980s sitcom featuring Patty Duke as his wife, with Helen Hunt and Anthony Edwards as their teenage children. Can you name it? I will, and then wrap up When Radio Was, right after this. Oh, il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Cosido, a I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compay Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear, y van los astros a enamorar.
Take the journey with musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Richard Crenna's later television career. In the early 1980s, he played Dr. Sam Quinn, whose lawyer wife Molly was played by Patty Duke, with Helen Hunt and Anthony Edwards as their teenage children. The name of that sitcom? It Takes Two. Created by Susan Harris, who had previously created the sitcom Soap and its spinoff Benson. It Takes Two, though, only lasted a single season. Hey, I'm Greg Bell. Remember to take a little time and visit the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.